97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Kikiriki.
Yes.
Go.
Yes.
Kokekoko.
Yes. Now, what this show has been, this show's been lacking something recently. I'm going to be honest with you, London. I don't care what they say. I'm going to be honest with you now. The show recently has been lacking a bit of a spark. I don't care, Chris. I don't care what Globotech say. I'm going to be honest with the kids. The show recently has been lacking a little bit of a spark. And I apologise. Well, tonight, London, we're going to redress the balance. The spark is back. And I know exactly what's been missing from the show. And you all knew it. The forums have been buzzing about it. We know exactly what's been missing from the show. What we haven't had on the show in the past few weeks is a young lad from Nottingham phoning up singing It Won't Be Long by the Beatles. Away you go, Ryan!
It won't be long, yeah, it won't be long, yeah, it won't be long, yeah, till I belong to you. Bam, 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 doom. Every night when everybody has fun, bam, 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 here am I. Did it all of my own. Bam, 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 boom, ooh. It won't be long, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
it won't be long, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah,
yeah.
It won't be long, yeah. Till I belong to you.
There we go. Fantastic. Thank you, Ryan. Good lad. Right, 0845-6060-973 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. That's what's been missing, London, is a young lad singing It Won't Be Long by the Beatles. And goddammit, if I have my way, we'll start every single show like that from now on. Well, I tell you what I need. This is exactly what I need, Chris, and this is what I want to have next week. And you will be the person to get it for me. Or me. We'll get one on eBay, maybe. Is, I need a gavel. Do you know what a gavel is?
No.
You don't know what a gavel is?
No.
You don't know what... Well, maybe I don't know what a gavel is. I think I know what a gavel is. It's what the auctioneers have. Ding, ding, little hammer. So you have a little block. Is that a gavel?
It's a little block.
Now, I've said it so many times. Gavel, gavel, gavel. I'm going to call my first son Gavel. He won't like it. He's 12 years old. Why would he want to change his name then? I'm going to get a gavel. Hang on a second. Line one, a gavel is what I'm thinking of, isn't it?
Yes, it is. A gavel, it's more used by the judges, isn't it?
It's the judges, yes. So it's a little block and a hammer. You go, here, here, order, order.
That's no. It. And you sort of tap it when you make a decision,
yes.
You know?
Okay, so I've decided that we're going to have a young lad singing Won't Be Long by the Beatles at the start of every show.
That's a good idea.
Okay, well, we're going to have a gavel. We're going to be the first show on LBC 97.3 to actually have a gavel.
Also available on DAB, because I just bought myself a digital radio.
Oh, well done you, well done you. You're 3 years behind the rest of the country, Gary, but well done you.
Well, better than never.
Yeah, exactly better than never. So, I had to take my mum's cat to the vet today.
Right, yeah.
Now, I don't know if you heard...
It's a vicious cat, isn't it?
Well, she's not vicious. She's very bad. She's a rescue cat. She was very badly beaten up as a little kitten. She's got her ear is all smashed up. She's very shy. Doesn't ever come and sit with anyone. You can never pick her up. I tried to pick her up last week because I found a tooth. And I wanted to check her teeth. And she scratched me to pieces.
Right.
Well, I had to take her to the vets today. And she scratched me even more to pieces. Now, Chris, I have taken a picture of the scratches on my arm. If I email them to you, can you put them up on the website by the end of the show tonight?
I think, yeah.
No.
I think.
There's no... What's all the thinking? You can do it.
I can do it, but just in case there's technical difficulties.
Well, what technical difficulties are there? I'm going to email you the picture during the next... what was the weird fella that talks about cars?
Joyce?
Yeah. During the next Joyce, I'm going to email you this picture from my brand new BlackBerry Pearl, ladies and gentlemen, that I was up till 2 o'clock last night trying to sort out. Still couldn't do it.
The new technology.
And so I had to spend an hour on the phone to T-Mobile today while a lovely Scottish chap called Alan helped talk me through it.
They are very nice at T-Mobile.
The Scots. Oh, the T-Mobile.
They're
delightful. They are very good, actually. And I'm not saying that because I'm not getting a freebie from them. I was on the phone to him for 50 minutes. And he sorted out the main problem. I said, oh, by the way, Alan, there's another thing I can't do. I can't make it ring every time I get an email.
Yeah.
He said, oh, don't worry about that, sir. I'll be able to help you.
They're very good.
Yeah,
I had an issue with a billing problem,
yep.
And they rang... Instead of me ringing them and addressing it, they rang me and said, can they help?
Well done.
So, I, you know, fair praise.
So, what I'm going to do is, during the
Joyce.
Thank you. I'm going to email the picture to Chris, and by the end of the show, you have my word. You will see the scratches. I've got one. I'll take one of my nose as well, although you can't really see it. But my arm is scratched to pieces. I'm going to show. Look, Andy's not seen it yet. Andy is pushing the knobs there.
Gauge his automatic reaction.
Andy, turn your microphone up. You're going to see a scar. Just get that.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Okay. Well,
that doesn't sound good for a reaction.
I was expecting a little bit more than that, to be honest. Just a little bit disappointed by that. So there will be a picture of that on the internet, and my face. Although my face doesn't look that bad, but I've got I've got a scratch above my eye, three scratches on my nose. Now, and here's the rub, Bernard. I've got a scratch inside my nose that I thought... I was driving home from my mum's today, and I thought it was... I was having a root around because it was very sore, and it just would not stop bleeding.
How? When you take your mother's cat, do you allow it to sit on your lap while you're driving there, or do you keep it in a box?
I couldn't get it in the box! I had it shut in my bedroom. I shut the bedroom door, and I said, right, Collie, it's just me and you now. Uh-huh. There's no one's going to hear you scream. She can't scream. She hasn't got a larynx.
Cat, yeah.
No one's going to hear you scream. You're going in that box. And it got nasty. Seriously, it took me 5 minutes to get... And she... I've never held a cat while it's peeing. I did today. It peed all over me and all over my old bed that I used to sleep in when I was 17.
She must have been very frightened then.
She was very frightened, bless her. Poor little girl. I did get angry with her, but that was out of pain. And there was literally blood just pouring out of my nose. I do need help. There's a serious point to all of this. If anybody knows how to treat a wound that's up one's nostril, then please do tell me, because it's...
What sort of ologist would you... Because, you get dermatologists for skin and oncologists and stuff. What sort of ologist would that be?
Is it a proctologist?
I don't know.
No, I don't think it is. It'll be a nasologist.
Ah, yeah.
I need a nose doctor, basically.
You've heard of eye, nose and throat doctors.
Yes, exactly. So if someone could phone in, 0845 6060 973. New phone number, by the way.
I noticed that, yeah.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Then I do need to know what... And also... I took the cat into the vet's, right?
Yeah.
And the vet was lovely. And the little flipping cat, I said to the vet, well, this is the problem. Her tooth has fallen out. I'm worried about her teeth. If you want, you can, knock her out and then get her out of there. And she said, oh, no, don't worry. And she took the box out of the room. She said, leave it to me and a nurse. She took the box out of the room. 5 minutes later, she came in. She was holding the cat, stroking the cat. The cat was fine. She said, in you go, Collie. The cat slowly climbed into the box. I went, well, how did you do that? But what has to happen is the cat has to go back and be knocked out and then have all its teeth cleaned. And if any are loose, they're going to get taken out, right? So I said, well, can I not leave her here? No, we won't have a space till next week. I said, so I've got to put the cat in the box again, is what you're saying. I have to somehow catch the cat. You've seen the scars it's left me. I have to... My hand and arm are all cut up. I have to put the cat back in the box. She went, yes, I'm afraid you do.
Can I just check? The vets then do dentistry on animals.
Do they what?
Well, do they?
Yes, they do. They do the whole thing.
Why don't our lazy doctors learn dentistry as well?
It does seem that the human medical world is so. Each one's got his own little department, whereas vets, they do it all. I even heard a lesbian vet on Radio 2 this evening who was learning. What's the thing with the acupuncture?
Tonight's show be dedicated to London's vets?
No.
Fair enough.
No. They're boring. Okay. Anyway, was there a point to your call?
Well, apart from to tell you that I...
Oh, we've gone there. Thank you for that. Right. It is a new phone number, ladies and gentlemen. 0845 6060 973. So the cat was taken. I'm cut to pieces. I'm going to turn my new BlackBerry Pearl on. I didn't get it free. I actually had to pay a lot of money for this. So I don't quite know why I keep mentioning it. I'm showing off. I haven't bought a new phone. I haven't bought a phone for 5 years. The last phone I got was given to me nearly 2 years ago. I haven't bought a phone. It's the most complicated phone in the world. But I can take pictures with it now. It's apparently quite a modern thing to do. So, 0845 6060 973. Ever had a fight with an animal? Now, we have mentioned that in the past before, but I'm up for it again because it's a good one. If you've ever had a fight with an animal, and also... What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, my bloody nose. I'm not swearing, I'm actually being medical. How do I sort it out? 0845 6060 973. It's the cars and the...
Rails.
Thingy with what...
Tubes.
With what's your name?
Joyce.
Away you go, good lad.
Thanks. If you're heading onto the tubes, then still big problems this evening. The whole of the Circle Line is still suspended because of those safety checks. The District Line's back up and running again between Edgware Road and High Street Kensington, albeit with delays. And the Hammersmith and City Line remains suspended between Moorgate and Barking with severe delays on the rest of the line. And also there are now delays on the Central Line. That's after a signalling problem at Marble Arch. The overground trains are running okay. As for the roads, the M25 is crawling clockwise from Junction 9 to 10. That's led ahead to the A3 after an accident. All lanes have now reopened, though. The A4 is still crawling out of town pretty much all the way from Knightsbridge to the elevated section of the M4. That's after a broken-down lorry. Eastbury Road in Oxey near Watford has fully reopened now both ways between Deacon's Hill and Brookdean Avenue. But Lewisham High Street is still closed southbound at Court Hill Road with a crash, and Vauxhall Bridge Road is shut northbound, so coming into town at Rampain Street with an accident, and that's causing delays back to Vauxhall Cross. You can add your updates on the jam line 08000 68 60 80. LBC 97.3 Travel. Your next update is in 15 minutes.
Out of the early morning mist, my ship was attacked by pirates.
My baby was kept alive in a Tesco's bag.
I've been married for 2.5 years, and I met my wife 2 weeks ago.
You couldn't make me up.
With Nick Ferrari at breakfast.
All this week at 10 to 9.
LBC 97.3.
Beautiful, elegant, timeless. Discover country living for the 21st century at Ditton Place in Sussex.
Experience Ditton Place for yourself at our open weekend on the 6th and 7th of October. From only £435,000, you can live in the heart of the rolling Sussex countryside, yet be within easy reach of major road, rail and air links. It's the perfect setting in an outstanding location.
For country living without compromise, visit dittonplace.com.
Stop missing out. Earn money while you sleep. Discover how at the free Internet Success Bootcamp. A dozen internet millionaires will be sharing their secrets and showing you how to copy their systems to start making money online within hours. Register now for our fun 3-day London seminar on the 28th to the 30th of September at internetsuccesstickets.com and claim your free online business. Attend for free and turn your life around. That's internetsuccesstickets.com. See you there.
If you've recently set up in business, think of all the ways it could benefit from a £20,000 injection. Register your business at lbc.co.uk today and you could enter a competition to win £20,000 with James Max, courtesy of Lloyds TSB, the number one bank for business startups. Conditions apply. The £20,000 business competition with James Max. Sunday afternoon from 5 with Lloyds TSB for The Journey at LBC 97.3.
I've done it. Right, okay. That was quicker than I thought. I've emailed the picture. We can put that on the web. That's not too horrific for young people. You put a disclaimer that it's an horrific image.
Yes.
But you have to put it on the web, Chris. It's your order.
All right.
Don't come back and say, oh, I couldn't do it, because you can do it. I know you can do it. So don't give me that nonsense.
I'm just allowing for technical difficulties.
There won't be technical. The only technical difficulty will be is if you bottle out.
I don't want to promise anything I can't deliver.
But promise it, because you know how to put pictures on the website. Don't give me that.
I know how to do it.
Well, then you can do it.
But what if I run into difficulties?
There won't be any difficulties apart from you being a bottler. Scared of Globotech. That's what it would be. So do it. Do it now. Do it. So hopefully by the end of the show, by 8 o'clock, that picture will be up on the web. Right, 08456060973 is the telephone number. Oh, Johnny, you can fix my nose.
Well, I've had a bit of hooter trauma in my own sort of world.
Yes.
And, what you need to do is you need to get some germaline.
Which one's germaline? Is that the one you put...
It's the one that smells like root beer and it smells like root beer taste.
Is that the what's the one that goes on my mouth?
Bongella.
Oh, Bongella, I'm thinking. Okay, so germaline. All right, yeah.
Germaline.
Yeah.
And stick it up your nose.
Really, and that will heal it.
Yeah, it'll do the job.
What problems do you have with your nose then, sir?
I play rugby and people stick their fingers up my nose.
They do what?
Well, in the scrum and the ruck, you know, because I play front row, they.
Does that all go on? So when they're scrumming, they're not... They're scrumming, I don't know what that means. So when they're all hunched down in a pack, they're not all being... They're being very rude.
Well, I think they're cheating. I don't think they're being rude. What I actually think they're doing is being quite offensive, really.
Do they say rude things about your mother and your wife?
Oh, of course they do.
And do they hit you in the testicles?
They have done.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, listen, what a horrible, horrible game. Why would you...
Get your own back, don't you?
I don't know, do you? So one of the tricks in rugby is to stick your fingers up someone's nose.
Yeah, when the ref's not looking, yeah.
Disgusting, Johnny. Well, OK, I shall do that then. Get some Bonjela.
Way forward.
OK, thank you. Good lad, there we go. They don't do that, do they? Really? Oh, that's most unpleasant. 0845 6060 6093. Jason!
Hey!
Hey, man!
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, it's going well, Jason. Really well.
Not too bad. Well, I understand you have cat troubles.
Yes, sir. Yes?
I have three cats. And the best way for you not to get scratched...
Yes?
...is to get a towel that you don't really use.
Yes.
And sort of corner the cat.
Yep.
Cover the towel completely over the cat and just wrap it up and stick it in the box.
Right. Why didn't you call in yesterday when I was asking people, how do I get a violent cat into a box?
I wasn't listening to you.
Oh, Jason, you would have stopped my arm being scratched to pieces.
I realize that, but this always works. Also, the other option as well, because I have one of those violent cats. Basically, when I go home, sometimes it attacks me and stuff like that as you're walking.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I call it the fat thing.
The fat thing, yes, yeah.
Yeah, so the best option for you is to get a towel, wrap it up, and then also get one of those clippers and cut the nails off the cat.
I'm not... Well, surprisingly, most of the nails came out when she was in the box because she was trying to scratch away out of the box. And obviously, it's like solid plastic, so she couldn't do it. So they came out. But you can't... If I can't hold her, I'm not going to be able to... She's not going to let me cut her nails, is she?
No. What you do is you keep it in the towel,
yep.
Pull out one of its paws,
yep.
And keep it wrapped up. It's going to freak out and everything else, but that's okay because you won't be damaged.
Yeah.
Hold the paw, wrap it up, put her sort of... So it may sound cruel, but you put your knee sort of on the towel, make sure it doesn't escape, what? So it doesn't scratch. You hold the one paw, cut each nail one at a time, and then do the next paw, and then do the back foot.
Yeah.
And then that way it won't be so damaging on your arms and stuff when you...
So you want me to wrestle a cat, basically, to the ground?
Oh, you have no choice.
Okay, Jason, I will not do that, but thank you for the advice.
Okay.
Cheers, I'll do the towel. I will use the towel, definitely. So that's what the vet told me today as well. You wrap it in a towel. She'll be fine. Oh, man, I don't think she will be fine. Joyce! Hello, Joyce!
Hi
there.
Ian.
Hello. Do you know how bulletproof glass works?
Bulletproof?
Yeah, the glass... You know glass that's bulletproof?
Well, nothing can go through it. It would only shatter, wouldn't it?
Well, no, it's bulletproof, though, so surely bullets just bounce off it.
Yeah, but then it only shatters it.
But how does
but
it...
But it wouldn't go through.
Exactly. How does that work?
I don't know. I'm not a scientist.
Oh, we're trying to find out. Chris and I are fascinated by bulletproof glass, and I'm thinking of getting my flat made bulletproof.
Oh, what, you got enemies?
Oh, I've got enemies. Have you heard of a man called James O'Brien? He's my enemy.
Oh, dear me.
He's my enemy.
I love you both. As a matter of fact, I love all the people at LB.
All of them?
All of them.
Even Anthony Davis?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Why not?
Even Bill Buckley?
Even Bill Buckley. Because I wake up at 3 o'clock,
yeah.
I turn on the radio,
yeah.
And I listen to his questions, wow. People with the questions and the answers.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm telling you, I am like an addict to LBC.
You're an addict, wow, okay. Well.
I fall asleep, I wake up, I turn it on.
Okay.
Anyhow, now don't you get at me, okay?
Because I'm going to mention
James O'Brien.
Okay, my enemy, all right.
Okay.
Yes.
I am flying out tomorrow.
Yes.
And that's why I cannot phone to find out what I'm...
Okay, so you're flying out tomorrow, so you can't phone. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yesterday,
yes.
A lady rang, and I think it was question time or ask the question.
Ask the question time is one of James's biggest features, is ask the question time.
Yeah, so he gets half free from preparing the topic.
Yeah, what a lazy... If you don't know who we're talking about James O'Brien, who's on weekdays 10 to 1, and it turns out he's a very, very lazy man.
He's bloody crafty.
He is a pasty. What did you say?
Crafty pasty.
Yes. I really fancy a pasty now.
Do you?
Yeah, a nice.
Where is LBC office?
I'm afraid it's a top secret location, Joyce. We're not allowed to give it out for fear of assassination.
Oh, why?
Yeah. After the incident,
I can fly and just drop something wherever it lands. It lands a pasty.
Well, I was thinking of getting one from Greg's the Baker's.
Of course you can get it, but would have liked to bring it.
There's a rule in radio. Ever since a very famous incident with Dave Lee Travis in 1982, there is a rule in radio: we do not eat food given to us by the mental people that listen to the shows.
Oh, the mental people.
Yes.
Well, I go stop listening, and then I will phone you. We'll meet up somewhere.
Okay.
And have a lovely Cornish pasty. Better yet, I can bring some Chinese food for you.
Oh, we can't eat food.
Oh, you can't eat food?
No, from the... Anyway, what did you want?
All right, a lady phoned, and she wanted to know a name of a song.
What, when?
She did not know the name of the song.
So hang on, let me just get this right. You've called in, Joyce, because where are you going tomorrow, by the way?
Virginia.
In America?
USA.
Oh, what are you doing? That's an odd place to go, isn't it?
Is it?
Well, isn't it?
No, it isn't.
Okay, well, let's see. Well, this is the mission for the rest of the show. Can we find 10 people who've been to Virginia? I bet we can't.
Oh, well, they should go. Because
what's in Virginia?
Nice place.
What's in Virginia that isn't here?
Well, no.
Are you sure you don't mean Virginia Waters? What?
Nothing that isn't here is in Virginia.
Then why? Then why
it's
go?
A place I spent 6 months here, I spent 6 months there. When you retired...
Well, you've been in prison?
No. I am free as a bird.
Okay. Oh, that, like the Beatles.
I fly anyway.
I'm like a bird, I want to fly away.
When I'm tired, I pick up myself, I go somewhere else. I spent 2 months, I come back here. England will always be my home.
Right. Are you watching that Billy Piper thing tonight? She's a prostitute.
No.
No, you're not. Okay, so what was on James O'Brien then?
All right. This lady phoned.
Yeah.
She wanted to know the name of the song.
Okay, how...
It was a black female singer.
Right.
She said, she didn't know the tune or anything.
Yes.
All she knew is something about a broom.
A boom?
A broom.
A broom.
That you sweep.
Yes.
And a garage.
Yes.
Okay. She said...
Oh, Joyce, we've run out of time, I'm afraid.
For over 15 years, Galliard Homes have helped their investors achieve maximum capital growth potential. And we now announce our latest superb Riverside regeneration. New Capital Quay, Greenwich Waterside. NCQ, located in one of London's fastest-growing regenerating areas, offers stunning river views to the vast majority of apartments. Galliard are offering their unique base rate tracker income guarantees for up to 5 years on selected apartments. Prices start from under £300,000, with completions from 2011. Galliard believe your investment could provide vast capital growth prior to ownership. You can also exchange contracts with just £1,000, and there may be nothing further to pay until 2011. And remember, on selected apartments, the income received will be linked to the base rate for up to 5 years, allowing financial peace of mind for this term. Don't miss our new Capital Quay sales launch on the 29th and 30th of September at the Millennium Hotel London Mayfair. Call 020 7620 1500. That's 020 7620 1500 now, or visit galliardhomes.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Now remember, this session is not about blame, so Colin?
I'm still leaving. He never returns my calls. I haven't seen him for months.
Oh, come on, how can you say that?
Well, there's no support. He just doesn't take an interest anymore.
Colin, please sit down.
I'm sorry, Mr. Harrington, it's over.
Colin, please.
If you're in business and your bank no longer deserves you, start a meaningful relationship with your local business manager from Barclays. Just visit barclays.co.uk/changebusinessbank.
I'll throw in a free mouse mat.
Barclays. Now there's a thought.
Hello, I'm the managing director of Galliard Homes, and I'm here to remind you about the sales launch for New Capital Quay at Greenwich Waterside. Come and join us, and you'll have the opportunity of speaking to me personally about our exciting regeneration plans for NCQ, with completions commencing in 2011. That's the sales launch for New Capital Quay this Saturday and Sunday at the Millennium Hotel, London Mayfair. Call 020 7620 1500. That's 020 7620 1500 or visit galliardhomes.com.
On 97.3,
DAB
and online,
London's biggest conversation, LBC.
It's 7:30. I'm Jim Diamond. It's been another day of chaos for some commuters on our tube network. It's down to a row over safety as drivers refuse to take out trains, claiming problems with the braking system. The drivers' union, ASLEF's, told LBC they hope the tubes will be back up and running tonight. Your latest travel is next. Police are appealing for witnesses in connection to a murder in South Lambeth. It happened during Monday afternoon's rush hour, following reports a man had been stabbed in the rear yard of Pizza Gogo on Wandsworth Road. 26-year-old Motaba Hedari died from a single stab wound to the chest. A man from Kent's facing jail for downloading child porn images just weeks after being spared a prison sentence for similar offences. Richard Holderwaite from Belvedere in Kent admitted 8 counts of making images of children and 2 of possessing them at Southwark Crown Court. And Carla Lane's selling original scripts from classic sitcoms Bread, The Liver Birds and Butterflies. The TV writer says she wants the cash for her animal sanctuary. London's weather, any showers will die out to leave a dry and cloudy evening with a low of 11 degrees Celsius. Right now we have 13 degrees in Westminster. For Friday, sun up at 6:54, there'll be some sunny spells and cloud before the showers will appear by the afternoon towards the east of town. You're with LBC at 7:31.
This is Alan Joyce in the LBC 97.3 Travel Centre. So the very latest situation on the tubes now, this coming in from Transport for London, and there's still no service on the entire Circle line following those safety checks, but the other two lines which were affected earlier are certainly on the mend now. The Hammersmith and City line is still not running between Moorgate and Barking. The rest of the line is running, but with severe delays. So that's the stretch between Moorgate and Hammersmith. And the District line only has minor delays now between Edgware Road and High Street Kensington. That stretch was suspended earlier on as well. Elsewhere on the tubes, there are also delays on the Central line. That's after a signalling problem at Marble Arch, and the overground trains are reporting a good service. As for the roads, it's a busy one on the M4 going away from town. It's after a breakdown on the elevated section. The queues are back to the A4 at Knightsbridge. Eastbury Road in Oxey near Watford has now fully reopened both ways after a crash between Deacon's Hill and Brookdean Avenue, but still quite busy around Bushy Arches there. Lewisham High Street's just reopened away from town at Courthill Road after a crash, and Vauxhall Bridge Road is still closed heading into town between Drummond Gate and Rampayne Street after an accident. So big delays are back to Vauxhall Cross. LBC 97.3 Travel. Your next update is in 15 minutes.
Exclusively blended Prosecco Rosso Rosé from the hillside vineyards of Veneto. And a bottle is yours, absolutely free, when you spend over £35 on food or drink at M&S until Saturday. This is not just food. This is M&S food. Offer runs Thursday to Saturday. See in-store for details. Selected stores only. Subject to availability. Enjoy wine responsibly.
Where does your front door lead? It could lead to this. Or even this.
Good evening, sir, madam, your usual table on the terrace.
You see, using the value of your home to finance your investments is just one of the strategies that's helped thousands of Inside Tracks customers build substantial property portfolios and create more than 200 property millionaires. To find out how, just call 0870 124 4613 to go to a free introductory workshop from Inside Track. It's the start of a program to help you get the best out of property, whether that's buy-to-let, buying a second home, or even a third. How to find them, how to finance them, buying off-plan, how to negotiate discounts. Over 100,000 people have already attended free workshops from the UK's leading property education specialists. Join them and see how doors open for you. Book now. Call 0870 124 4613 or go to insidetrack.co.uk.
LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
0845 6060973.
It seems to be a day for different cleaners. There's a different cleaner next door as opposed to the usual one. I had a different cleaner at my flat today. My woman, Vasey, she's gone on holiday to Bulgaria to see her son. She hasn't seen her son for a year. Boy, oh boy, did I feel bad. So I had a different woman, a woman called Sonia, who speaks even less English than Vasey speaks. Didn't speak a word of it. I was going, hello, I'm Ian, nice to meet you. Did it, which is fine. Didn't do a particularly good job, I'll be honest. Didn't do any of the ironing. Didn't really. I got her for a month, I think. Oh, well, never mind. Right, 0845 6060973. How is that picture coming up, Chris? I notice you've stopped working on it.
That's because I'm taking calls.
Get your priorities right. Chris is currently putting a picture up on the internet of my arm slashed to pieces by my mum's cat, who's a timid little thing, you know, but when I went, picked her up, she went crazy. And she's cut the inside of my nose quite badly. I had a little look in the mirror. I might show you later on, Chris, because it's a lot of blood in there. Hey, you've put product in your hair as well today. You weren't supposed to put product in your hair.
Did you bring...
Yes, I did.
All right, tomorrow, I promise.
Make sure.
It'll be totally dry.
I bought them. You're not going to do product, a great big product test. Anyway, right. So, what are we talking about this evening? Well, cuts up nose. Has anyone ever been to Virginia after that nice lady just called in and she was going to Virginia in America? It seems like an odd place to go. We're trying to find 10 people who've been to Virginia, and each one of those people, I've just decided, has to give us one exciting fact or thing that's in Virginia that's worth seeing. 0845 6060 973. And also, how does bulletproof glass work? I'm thinking of getting my house bulletproofed after I found out it only costs £1,000 to get the car bulletproofed. The glass, I'm assuming. I don't know if that includes the doors as well, because you've got to shoot through the door, shoot someone in the leg and bleed to death. So, 0845 6060 973. Jim's in the Beckenham. Hello, Jim.
Hi, good evening, Ian.
Do you know about bulletproof glass?
No.
Ah. That's a shame.
Yeah, not a lot, no. In fact, nothing.
Okay, nothing. Well, that is honest, and I appreciate that. Thank you.
What I called up about was, today I had rather a nasty accident with a tree.
Oh,
and while I was lying on the ground with a huge bit of tree on top of me, I was thinking, I wonder how many of your listeners have had amusing and interesting anecdotes to do with accidents with trees.
Okay, well, you've just given us the theme for tonight's show. It's ever had an accident with a tree.
It's got to be amusing or interesting.
It's definitely got to be amusing or interesting. Let me just write that down. Amusing. Hang on.
No deaths. We don't want to hear about deaths.
Unless it's funny.
It's got to be funny.
It's amusing or interesting accidents with trees. Okay, it's good. It's good. Okay, 0845 6060 973. Well, tell us yours, Jim. Kick us off.
Well, I done everything wrong. I got up a step ladder.
You weren't sitting on a branch and then was sawing it the wrong end, were you?
Well, it was similar to that.
Okay.
It was about 20-foot branch.
Yep.
As thick as a man's leg.
Wow.
And I was on top of a step ladder.
What a beautiful image. Yes.
And rather than get a tree surgeon in to cut this branch off, I thought if I swing on it, it would break off.
Right,
and
yeah.
It did. Unfortunately, I crashed to the ground and the branch landed on top of me.
Yeah.
And it was big.
Got to stop you, Jim, because the rule that you made yourself said it had to be amusing or interesting. Now, so far...
I'll get my coat.
It's been neither of those things.
I thought it was quite interesting and funny.
It is. It's what is funny... but the other funny is that I had a quote today from a man who's going to cut down trees. We've got to get new fences put in the back garden, right? Because people downstairs want me to get them. That's fine, we'll get them. I've had two people come round and give me quotes for them. One quote, okay, for all this back, the fencing, £650, thereabouts. The second quote, which I had to chase up, I had to phone this guy twice. £1,400. That's twice, more than twice, the other quote. How can two quotes be so wildly different, Jim?
Well, how can they be so high? How can they be so expensive? I think I'll become a tree surgeon.
Well, no, these aren't for trees. These are for fences. The tree surgeon to cut back one of my mum's trees and cut back one a bit, cut back one quite a lot, and to completely kill one and to stump it. Mm. £950.
I'm going to become a tree surgeon.
Well, no, don't, because you'll kill yourself, Jim. You're rubbish at it.
I'll get an MVQ in trouble.
I would not want to pay a man £950 and then see him swinging on a branch.
Yeah, I won't do that again, I don't think.
No.
When I've recovered, though.
Well, Jim, listen, thank you for that.
All right, then.
Yeah, disappointing, but never mind. 0845 6060 973. Amusing or interesting stories to do with accidents involving trees.
The picture of your arm should be on the internet now.
Well, let's go to the website and have a look. Talk us through it, Chris. How do we get there?
If you go to...
You've muffed it up, look. You can't get there.
If you go to lbc.co.uk...
Right.
When you get there, if you click on Ian Lee, it's top right-hand corner, there's a little picture of him and his name.
Okay.
It'll take you to his page.
Yep.
If you click on Show News...
Right.
You'll see a little line there. It just says, if you click here, you should see Ian's attacked arm.
OK, so we click there.
Click there.
Oh, yeah. Well done, Chris. Well done.
Thank you.
Took you 40 minutes, pretty much. No, it didn't. It took you 25. I'm being dishonest. Thank you for that, Chris. I do warn you that the image is hideous. I would like your reactions on the phone. 0845 6060973. Go. Look at the arm. Phone up. And say, actually, Ian, I thought you were being a big baby until I saw that picture and realised, sweet Lord, that looks like it hurt. You're right. Do you want some chocolate or a cake? Oh, it's John in Dartford.
Hello, Ian. How are you doing?
I'm fine, John. What can I do for you?
You're very lucky your mum hasn't got a lion.
Well, yeah, exactly. I think I'd have come off better with against the lion, to be honest.
Your nose, man, with nothing left
of
your nose.
I can't believe it. There was literally blood was pouring out of this nose while I was trying to get this. All this took place in my bedroom, on my bed. So my bed is now covered in cat wee and blood.
That's okay. I can solve your problem.
Go on.
Paw cream, not cat paw. Paw cream is what you need.
Paw cream.
On eBay.
And what will that? What that'll calm her down, will it?
No, not at all. It's for your nose.
So I put pawpaw cream up my nose.
Pawpaw cream does absolutely everything. My wife gave it to me, and it has burns and cuts and.
Is it pawpaw from? Is a pawpaw a fruit?
No.
I think a pawpaw is a fruit, like a lychee, but I'm not sure. So
from Australia, so you have to get online, but it's excellent.
Well, hang on. Isn't a pawpaw a kiwi?
Yeah, rings a bell.
I think a pawpaw is a kiwi.
But it's superb, I promise you, it really does.
It's soothing, is it, and healing?
Excellent, yeah, it does very well. It'll work within a day.
John, I shall track that down. Thank you for that.
Paw paw.
Cheers, John. Boss, there we go. I think a pawpaw is a kiwi. And kiwis don't call them kiwis, they call them pawpaws because they're weird. It's like they also don't, Australians don't call cucumbers, they call them, Sifu, what do Australians call cucumbers?
Cucumbers.
No, not it's not cucumbers.
Are you sure?
I don't think it's cucumbers. I think that's the Dutch that call them cucumbers.
All right.
They call them, because I remember them talking about it on Home and Away and I didn't know what they were talking about.
That's the only alternative I know to cucumbers.
Is cucumbers?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's if there are any other alternatives to cucumbers, apart from cucumbers... Hey, thanks for the DVDs.
Oh, did you get them?
I've not watched them, though.
Well, you know...
They look wicked, mate, so thank you very much for that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Good. How are you doing, mate? You alright?
Yeah, I'm good. I want to talk about bulletproof glass.
Yes.
And I've got a story about a tree.
Oh, is it amusing or interesting?
It was quite painful, actually.
Oh, it sounds good for me. All right, well, let's have the bulletproof glass. How does it work?
I remember watching a programme a few years ago, and apparently the glass is flexible.
Say years again.
Years.
I like that. I might have that as my ringtone. You just going, years.
Years. Apparently, the glass is flexible, and that's all it is.
But how do they make it flexible?
I don't know.
There we go, you see. You don't know anything.
There's many layers of it, and instead of it just shattering, basically takes, absorbs the force.
I thought it was going to be some kind of double glazing, but yeah, now it does ring a bell that perhaps it's like quadruple glazing or something.
Well, I don't think you should get it.
Why? What do you want? You're trying to assassinate me?
No, but I always think, say if you was in a car and you had bulletproof windows.
Yeah.
Someone shoots at you. You can't shoot back, can you?
Like what I would have is I'll make sure that there's one tiny little ring on each window that only I know where it is that isn't bulletproof, it's normal glass, so I could put my gun there and
you have the right size bullets
just to fit through it perfectly. Imagine that, if you fired a gun inside a bulletproof car, it'd be down, but down, but down, but down. But it's good because I voiced a documentary on how they make bulletproof vests.
Yeah.
And it was really boring. So,
I can imagine.
Yeah, it was really boring. It's just lots of layers. It's like lots of thick layers. It's like thermal clothes, really. Anyway, so let's hear the tree story, Sifu. I can't wait.
I was doing some kung fu training years ago. I got out a rope and I tied like a wall bag to the tree.
Already, it's brilliant. Yeah.
Now my like my tying of the nuts, I figured out, wasn't too good.
Yeah.
So I was punching away, and sometimes when I'm punching the bag, I close my eyes.
What? So you imagine you've got, like, the force or something?
No, just like a scenario where, you know, if you're in a dark alley or something like that.
Or they've sprayed acid in your eyes, but you've still got to fight them. So you're trying to be Zatoichi?
Possibly.
You were doing a little bit of the Blind Swordsman. All right, go on then. Were you using weapons?
The first one I threw, it just wasn't there. And it caused me quite a bit of pain.
What, did you punch the tree then?
Yeah, I punched the tree as hard as I could. And the moral of the story is the tree will always win.
Oh, that's very philosophical. Sifu, thank you for that. Good to talk to you again, mate.
You're welcome.
Take care, fella. Bye-bye. Oh, I love the scene. Wise words there from Sifu.
Yes, I agree. I prefer to hug trees than bash them.
Let's have the travel from Alan Joy, shall we?
If you're heading onto the tubes, then still disruption this evening after those safety checks. The whole of the Circle Line is still not running. The District Line has delays between Edgware Road and High Street Kensington, and the Hammersmith and City Line remain suspended between Moorgate and Barking, with severe delays on the rest of the line. There may just be an update coming through on the Hammersmith and City Line. Services are going to be improving, but we'll keep you posted on that situation. Also, delays still on the Central Line. That's after a signalling problem earlier at Marble Arch. On the roads, then, the A4 is solid out of town from Hammersmith to the elevated section of the M4. That's after a broken down lorry. Vauxhall Bridge Road is closed northbound between Drummond Gate and Rampain Street with an accident. That's causing queues back to Vauxhall Cross. And there are delays on the A12 at Harold Wood, where the traffic lights are not working properly at Kenilworth Avenue. Do add your updates 08000 68 60 80. LBC 97.3 Travel. Your next update is in half an hour.
This is Nick Ferrari at breakfast.
Hi, Bob.
I'm quite amazed the way the media targets cannabis.
This young woman's just killed herself as a result of it.
Well, so the press is.
So medical evidence says, and the coroner has agreed. So
I don't believe it, Nick.
I see. So the doctors are wrong and the coroner's wrong.
Yes.
And the post-mortem's wrong.
Yes.
Just stop, right? She's not got an allergy. She didn't slip. She's completely off her head on cannabis. And she killed herself. Let's just get real.
Nick Ferrari gets real. Weekday mornings from 7, LBC 97.3.
So you're saying that I can buy a stunning ski apartment in Belplaine in the French Alps for under £100,000?
With 3.25% rental return guaranteed for 9 years.
It just gets better.
Alpine Homes present Le Centure Residences and Spa, a stunning development of leaseback apartments in the world-famous Paradis Ski area. With prices from just £99,000, this fantastic investment opportunity offers high-altitude skiing at over 2,000 metres. Le Centure Residences and Spa will provide fully furnished ski-in, ski-out apartments for pleasure and profit, with a guaranteed rental return of 3.25% for 9 years. Le Centure Residences and Spa is being marketed by Savills, and you're invited to our open evening on Tuesday the 2nd of October between 5.30 and 8pm at Savills, 20 Grosvenor Hill, just off Berkeley Square. For more information, visit alpinehomesintl.com. That's alpinehomesintl.com. Or call now on 020 7016 3740.
Where are you off to, mate?
Dublin.
Oh, yeah? Who with?
Aer Lingus.
Right. Heathrow it is, then.
No, Gatwick. Aer Lingus fly from there now, too.
With flights from Gatwick and Heathrow from just £26 each way, including taxes and charges, no one makes it easier to get to Dublin than Aer Lingus. So whether on business or pleasure, choose the airport that's handiest for you when you book at aerlingus.com.
That Dublin's a lovely place, mate. Never been there, mind you.
And minimise the grief of getting there. Terms and conditions apply. Gatwick route opens October 28th.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Oh, yeah, everyone who helped me last night, my iPod, it didn't work. I plugged it into the computer didn't see it, couldn't see it, so I've got to take it to flipping the Apple Wizards tomorrow and they'll hopefully fix it. Anyway, 0845 60 60 973. Sheena, you've been to Virginia, have you?
Yes, I have.
Well, you're one person who's been. Okay. Why did you go there?
Okay, so yesterday, just got back from a road trip from Florida to Maine, up the, I think it's the East Coast.
You sound too old to be doing that kind of stuff.
Oh, thanks, do now, I?
How old are you?
I'm 28.
Oh, okay, I apologise. Okay. I'm sorry, you sound like 40. Anyway, yes.
Thank you.
No. Are you a smoker?
No, I don't smoke.
Oh, really?
No.
All right, I'll shut up, shall I? Because it sounds like I'm being really rude and I don't mean to be. Right.
Okay, don't worry.
So you did a road trip?
Yeah, I did a road trip. Yeah. And so basically, on the way, one of the places that the actual book... We're following a book called Road Trip USA.
All right.
And it spoke about Virginia in the book. Now, I'm with you. I wouldn't have stopped there if the book didn't say so. But one of the places it actually pointed out in the book to stop at was a diner called Doomers.
Doomers?
Doomers. D-U-M-A-R-S. Doomers.
All right.
And basically, it's like a 40s diner, but you don't go inside.
Right.
You drive in and you park your car. There's like hundreds of sort of slots for you to park your car.
Yeah.
And you flash a headlight.
Oh, yeah.
And a waitress comes out and she serves you at your car.
And does she put that thing on the side of your window?
Yes.
That's
yes,
a little bit like...
Happy Days!
That's exactly like Happy Days.
Happy Days!
Fantastic!
So that was pretty exciting. And they wear kind of like the uniform like you see with the hat in Happy Days and...
Happy Days!
The food was amazing!
Happy Days!
And apparently, that's where the first ice cream cone was ever made at this particular restaurant.
No, the first ice cream cone...
That's what they say, and they give you signature on it. I promise you, they give
you signature
on it.
That is absolute nonsense. The first ice cream cone was made in Italy.
I don't know, but they give you all this stuff about it and how they were the originators of the ice cream cone.
Wow, okay.
And they make their own beef for their beef burgers. They grind their own beef. And I tell you what, the burgers were pretty nice. I've got to say, and the milkshakes were amazing, but it was a good experience.
The milkshakes over there are great because they have malts, and malts are superb.
Malts? What's that?
Malt's like a milkshake, but it's got malt in it. I don't know what malt is. Is it a wheat? I think malt is a wheat, is it? I don't know.
Oh, like it's, kind of like a yeast extract.
Like a yeast extract kind of thing. Because you can get them. They have, what's that place?
My dad used to feed me that as a kid.
What's the place in, next to Les Mis? Is it Ed's American Diner?
Oh, yeah.
They do malts in there. They do milkshakes, and they do malts.
It's very nice, malt. My dad used to feed me that as a kid, and it's not nice.
But a malt in a milkshake malt is wicked. It tastes like... It's like wheaty vanilla.
Really?
That doesn't sound good when I say it like that, does it?
Happy Days!
But it's good.
Well, anyway, all I'm saying is that that place in Virginia, that was pretty cool. Now, I didn't stop there for long.
No.
But that place is cool, and I think you can look it up on the internet and stuff like that as well.
Tina, listen, thank you very much for that. You're the first person we've had so far who's been there.
Thank you.
Cheers, good work. Right, what's a malt? Because it tastes lush, man. Ed's Diner. Here, you come out of... Not Les Mis. It's not Les Mis anymore, is it? Les Mis. Holy Grail, isn't it? You come out there and you go left, and then go left again, and start heading towards the sexy part of London. And it's Ed's Diner, and it's this tiny little... Oh, it's the best fatty, lovely food. Good fries, good burgers, good malts. But we don't know what a malt is, so that's confusing. It's Dr. Lee, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, Ian, how are you doing?
I'm fine, how are you, Doctor?
I'm fine, thanks.
When we're calling you Doctor, are you... What?
Stop bleeding, or is it still bleeding?
It stopped bleeding, but if I... Look, I'm reaching up there, and there's a big scab up there, and it's a loose scab, where if I were to gently rub it, it would all come off.
Right.
If I rub it, it'll come off in my hand.
Right, okay, fine. Now, the usual thing, what your doctor...
Are you a real doctor?
I am, yes.
Okay.
I'm a family practitioner.
Okay. Why is the funny bone called the funny bone?
Let's talk about the nose first.
Okie dokie, all right.
Okay, to the point.
I'm suspicious.
First thing he'll do, he'll check your blood pressure up first. Right?
What?
I don't know when you had your last blood pressure checkup.
A few months ago, and it was absolutely fine.
Right, okay, so blood pressure is out, so that's pretty normal.
Hang on, that's you checking my blood pressure is just asking me what it is. Right, yes?
Next thing normally comes to it that there are some other causes, you know, in the nose, why people bleed.
Oh, well, I can tell you the cause of why I'm bleeding in the nose.
Why?
My mum's cat scratched me up there. So it's not a spontaneous nosebleed.
Right.
It's an actual massive half an inch long cut inside my nasal cavity.
All right. Okay. Well, what we normally advise if somebody is having a nasal bleed.
Yes.
And it hasn't stopped. In your case, it has.
Yes.
But normally, what we advise is lean forward and hold the soft part of your nose with two fingers.
Yeah, that's very small.
And at least keep that pressure on for.
Because the old wisdom was you lean back, but of course you can drown if you do that, can't you?
Never, ever lean.
You can drown. Forward. Seriously, it fills up your lungs.
Does it?
Yeah.
But if you do that, quite rightly, you said you could drown.
Yeah.
It could go through the back of your lungs and your throat, and you can choke
and
you could stop
breathing.
Very, very dangerous.
Yes.
It has to be forward.
Forwards.
And a good pressure there for a good 10 minutes, it should stop. But at that time... Just after that, do not blow your nose.
No, the thing is, I have got a cold. This is absolutely true. I've got a cold starting at the moment, so I do need to blow my nose.
Yeah, that's right. But if you blow, you'll start bleeding again.
But I'm all bunged up.
Right.
What a dilemma for a girl to be in.
Thing coming up is, you see, then it could be sometime there is a little area there which needs to be cauterized by the ENT people, and sometime there could be some infection there. And it's as you said, you get a cold as well.
Yeah.
Cold don't need any antibiotics or anything.
No.
At all, but normally we give some patients called a cream called Neseptin cream.
Right. What? Where's he going?
Which can be bought from the chemist as well. But really, yes. I think you need to have a trip to your GP and have a proper treatment instead of actually...
Is there some weirdo phoning up and telling me on the phone? Doctor, you must get some amusing... You must see some amusing accidents caused by trees.
Amusing accident caused by the trees?
Yes.
What do you mean by that?
Do you ever see those in your surgery?
Well, it can happen. Loads of accident can happen, yes, of course.
Well, Dr. Lee, thanks for that.
Thank you, bye.
Good lad, there we go. 0845-60-60-90-90.
I'm sure I could if...
Is the time for this and the other one?
Oh, if only that had just...
I bet they ask about last month.
We live in a world of commotion, of movement, of change, and it's hard to find a moment to be yourself.
But at the School of Meditation, we can teach you how to find that still centre which is within us all, despite living in a hectic environment.
The School of Meditation will help you develop an inner stability and strength which will always be available to you whatever the circumstances. And you'll discover that the stillness you can access brings peace and harmony to yourself and those around you.
So if you feel there should be more to life, if you want to achieve your potential, if you want to allow time for being yourself, visit a School of Meditation open evening.
They're held twice a month at the School of Meditation at 158 Holland Park Avenue. For details, see schoolofmeditation.org or call 020 7603 6116.
The School of Meditation.
A proven method from a timeless source with a support structure for today.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Gemma, make it good.
Oh, hello, Ian.
Hello, Gemma, you're right.
How's your nose?
It's really sore.
Yeah. Okay, I've got an answer for you.
All right.
My theory is, because you've got a nose injury, which was caused by your cat.
Yes.
There's probably a bit of bacteria present, I think.
Yeah.
And also because you've got a bit of a cold brewing.
Yeah.
My theory is, shove a clove of garlic up there.
Now, this is just your theory, is it?
Yeah. My mum swears by it.
What, shoving a clove of garlic up my nose?
Shove a clove of garlic up your nose. It'll work wonders.
It will reopen my wound.
I think it'll do good, because it's got really good healing properties. And
they say garlic's got good healing properties. I've got no evidence of that. And I can't imagine that shoving a clove of garlic up there is going to do any good.
I think you should try it anyway.
Gemma,
I'm... And I tell you what, you know, you were talking about that brain freeze yesterday, which you got from your milkshake.
I had 8 brain freezes in one milkshake.
You'll know about it if you shove that up your nose.
Yes, Gemma, thank you for that. I'm not going to use any of the advice that fruitcake of a woman gave me then. She waited 11 minutes to tell me to shove a clove of garlic up my nose. Wow. 0845 60 60 973. Don't forget, if you go to the LBC website, you can see a picture of one of the wounds that I received from the fight with a cat today. Just one of the wounds. Give us a call once you've seen it. Let me know what you think of it. 0845 60 60 973. Chris.
Yes, good evening, Mr. Lee.
Good evening, Mr. Chris.
Yes, your bulletproof glass.
Yes.
It is bonded. Multiple layers of glass, which is why one breaks and one nothing else does.
Have you come from the past?
No.
Okay, you're speaking as though you've come forward in time from the back of time. What?
One is bread.
Well, who'd have thought it? We've got some bread phoning up. My nose is going to start bleeding again, because I've just put my finger up there.
It's Alison's toast. You know that?
Is what?
Alison Bell's toast.
Alison Bell's toast? Were you implying I'm having breakfast with Alison Bell?
Well, you can.
Chance would be a fine thing. Core blimey, she's a corker. I wouldn't say no to a piece of... Anyway, I nearly said something vulgar there. How rude of me. She's a lovely lady, and
she does
an excellent show. What between 1 and 4... Mondays to Fridays. Chris, so it's bonded, is it?
It's bonded.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
What a... Oh, dear. Right, 0845-60-60-973. Bulletproof glass. Cut-up nose. Virginia, Cucumbers. What do they call cucumbers in Australia? That's what we need to know. And amusing or interesting accidents with trees. 0845 60 60973. Oh, and does quicksand actually exist? Or is it a myth?
On 97.3
DAB
and online,
London's biggest conversation, LBC.
At 8, movement on the tubes. Police investigate a murder in South Lambeth. And could we be at risk of infection from the Thames? It's 8 o'clock, I'm Sam Pittis. Services on three tubes are beginning to improve, but there's still delays. Transport for London say services are back to normal on the Hammersmith and City line, but there are still delays on the District line and the Circle line is still suspended. It's down to a row over safety as drivers refuse to take out trains claiming problems with the braking system. TfL have assured drivers their trains are safe. Stay tuned to LBC for travel updates. Police are appealing for witnesses after a man was murdered in South Lambeth. Police were called to reports of a man who'd been stabbed in the rear yard of Pizza Gogo on Wandsworth Road on Monday afternoon. 26-year-old Motaba Haidari died from a single stab wound to the chest. A pilot rollout of tasers for use by Met police officers who are not trained to carry firearms has been postponed. It follows questions raised by the Metropolitan Police Authority. The Home Office pilot would have given the electric stun guns to non-firearms officers for the first time. Protesters have demanded an end to murderous repression in Burma during a noisy demonstration outside the country's embassy in Mayfair. Hundreds of Burmese exiles and British human rights campaigners have waved banners, chanted slogans and prayed for peace. Niall Cooper, a spokesman for Amnesty, who've organised the protest, told LBC News 11:52, nearby countries need to take action.
While there haven't been as many monks on the streets today as there have been over the last few days, there is still a large number of protesters. And to be honest, one of the reasons that we're having heard for that there aren't that many monks is because a large number of them have been arrested in places that we're still trying to find out where they're being held.
Rowers and swimmers could be at risk of infection from the Thames. That's according to a new report by the Health Protection Agency that says each time it rains heavily, untreated sewage flows into the river. The City of London Corporation commissioned the report and wants more monitoring of the water and an early warning system for pollution. At least one London council's promising to give British troops the welcome they say they deserve when they come home from Iraq and Afghanistan. Enfield Council's written to regiments with local links saying they'll do what they can to honour our troops. Enfield's Conservative leader Mike Rye has told LBC one suggestion is to hold a parade.
We have a long history in Enfield of strong relationship with the Middlesex Regiment, and we felt that it was an appropriate thing to step forward and say that irrespective of why people have gone to war, actually they are putting their lives on the line for the country, they deserve to be honoured and respected, and we're very keen to do our bit.
If you're away from your radio and want to stay in touch with the latest news, weather and travel, you can call 0901 723 6666. Calls cost 35 pence a minute from a BT landline. Other networks and mobile rates may vary. London's travel, well, Vauxhall Bridge Road is closed, heading into town between Drummond Gate and Rampayne Street. That's after an accident. And London's weather, showers mostly dying out. It'll be dry and cloudy. Minimum temperature 11 Celsius, currently 13. This is LBC. It's 8.03.
Remember, there's a new way to call London's biggest conversation. Our new number is 0845 60 60973. So, store it in your phone now for when you next want to take part in one of your favourite shows on LBC 97.3.
Okay, crisps for Julie, egg sandwich for Josh, and a coffee for Dad. And I'll see if I can pick up a new career.
There's a lot more than usual on offer at the welcome break off Junction 23 of the M25 this Saturday. Visit the RAC's family-friendly roadshow and learn about a career as an RAC patrol and recovery specialist, as well as opportunities with BSM and also windscreens. Everyone's welcome to join the RAC this Saturday off Junction 23 of the M25 from 10 till 4.
Is it possible for a plane to arrive at its destination with more passengers than it took off with? It's hard to imagine, we know, but occasionally the unexpected happens to an expectant mum. And when a baby is born on a flight, unlike the movies, there isn't always a doctor on board. That's why, at British Airways, all our cabin crew have to undergo a comprehensive training programme, which includes, of course, childbirth. Fortunately for us, their skills aren't required very often, but they need them nonetheless. Because one arrival we can't schedule is a baby. Upgrade to British Airways.
97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening. Good Evening.
Chris, we've had loads of people calling up during the news. Talk through slowly one more time how people can go to the website and see the picture of me, my arm, after it being attacked by a cat.
Right, all you have to do, go to the LBC website, which is lbc.co.uk. Click on Ian Lee's homepage. You can find that under presenter homepages. Once you're on Ian's homepage, click on Show News.
No, but that's the confusing thing. It doesn't say Show News, though.
Wait, don't say
well, it doesn't.
And let me go back to the screen.
It doesn't it's not a clear label that says Show News.
Hang on.
It says...
I'm going back.
You just saw it then.
There. It's... Okay. Just above Show News, it says, guess what? It's the Show News in it.
So that's... So they click on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then... Look... If you muff it up at this stage, then...
You're in serious trouble.
Yeah. Still loading. All right. And then when the Show News page pops up, it says, if you click here, you should see Ian's attacked arm.
And then they click there. Okay, well, so have a look at that. You can give us a call, 0845-60-60-973, and let me know what you think. I think it's a pretty good maiming. Right. Ever been to Virginia... and what's good about it? Someone's emailed in saying, well, there's the one good thing about Virginia, there's a bar where they have a box of clothes you can dress up in. Billy Piper's a prostitute tonight on that thing. I wouldn't mind seeing that. Have you seen the posters for it? God, blimey, O'Reilly. I got off my tangent there. What do they call cucumbers in Australia? Amusing or interesting accidents with trees we have here. I don't know if that's going to work. How does bulletproof glass work? Now, quicksand. A young gentleman called Lena, who emails in quite a lot, is obsessed with quicksand. He keeps sending us quicksand stories and pictures of quicksand. But there's quicksand... I remember there's quicksand and sinking mud when I was a kid. Do either of those things actually exist, or is it just a myth? And if it does exist, how does it work? And if it sinks, then why isn't it just a hole? Because it would have surely... All the sand... would have sunk. So, quicksand and sinking mud. Do they exist? How does it work? Is it just made up? 0845 60 60 973. Let's go to Mandy. Hello, Mandy.
Hello.
You're right.
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks.
Are you an expert on quicksand?
No, definitely not.
You've seen it, though, in films and stuff. There's always, like, someone running through the jungle or somewhere, and they... Oh, I'm stuck in quicksand, and then they sink, and they have to be rescued.
Yeah, apparently you've got to keep very calm.
Well, this is it. You have to keep calm. It's like if you're being chased by a shark, what you've got to do is turn round, and this is absolutely true, punch it in the nose.
Right. Well,
you're not going to do either of those things, are you?
No, you're not. You're not at all.
Anyway, Mandy, that's not what you've called in for.
No.
What is it?
I've just come back from Virginia.
Okay, another Virginian. All right, that's good. Yeah,
I've got family there. So yep. I was there last year as well.
Yeah.
Actually, it's my fourth time there, so yeah. It's not too bad a place to visit.
Yeah.
Not really much to say about the place, really.
Hang on, so there's nothing you can really...
Not really. I mean... No.
Disappointing.
My aunt lives near the beach, and to be honest, the beach isn't the best of beaches.
Right.
I'd be disappointed if I went there just for a beach holiday, put it that way.
Right. So, have you heard of Dumas Diner?
No, but we went to a really nice diner called the Purple Cow, and we had fantastic milkshakes there.
Oh, were they malts?
They were malts.
What, yes. Now, what is a malt? I don't quite know what malt is.
Well, have you ever had Ovaltine?
Of course, yes, of course.
Well, that's what malt is.
So it's like you have a milkshake with a little bit of Ovaltine in.
Well, it is. It's like that. It tastes just like Ovaltine.
It does, now you've said that.
Milk. Yeah.
All right, now, here's another thing. Someone's emailed in a bar called Bardos. That's a big shed in the middle of a bunch of buildings. Mm. Good cheap beer, great music, and a big box of clothes which people randomly dress up in. That's from Rob.
Did Didn't go there.
You didn't go to Bardos?
Didn't hear about that either. Otherwise, if I'd heard about it, I would have gone there, you see.
Are you going to watch Billy Piper as a prostitute?
I don't know. When's it on?
It's on tonight at 10.
Oh, no, probably not.
No, I mean, I'll be listening to Clive Bull. But I'll be Sky Plusing the Billy Piper and certainly having some of that, because I don't quite know what the story is. All I know is that you see her in lots of leather and that, but I don't know what the programme is.
Right.
All right, Mandy, well, thank you for that.
OK, that's all right.
Cheers for that.
All right.
Bye-bye. 0845-6060-973. Zach.
Hi.
Hey, Zach.
Hi, Ian.
Do you remember a programme called Benji, Zach and the Alien Prince?
That wasn't me.
No, I'm not for one second implying it was you. I didn't think it was a documentary series, but there was a programme, and it was about... I think Benji was a dog, Zach was a kid, and the alien prince, well, guess what? Was a prince from outer space.
No, I've never heard of it.
Okay, I just would have... Okay, is Zach short for something?
Zach. Well, Zachariah.
So your full name is Zachariah?
No, surname.
But Zach, what? Zach is your surname?
Yeah.
What? Hang on. So what's your first name?
George.
Oh, I see why you've gone with the Zach. Yeah, good choice. All right, go on. What have you called in for?
Well, about a year ago, one of my cats came back with strange chemicals on its back.
Some chemicals?
Yeah, some sort of chemicals. Came back from outside with some sort of chemicals. Smelled nasty. Right. So I took it to the bathroom to clean it with a wet towel, oh. and it didn't work.
No.
So I had to use like shampoo and water and
you shampooed stuff. Your cat?
Yeah. Well, this is the only way because I can the skin was irritated from this chemical, so I had to act fast.
Yeah. Okay. Well done. Good lad.
And then the cat was calm and everything until I finished and it was clean, and I was just about to dry it.
Excuse me. Oh dear. Sorry, Zach. I've just sneezed. I may have reopened a wound. I could be bleeding in a minute.
Bless you.
Thank you. I think I've got to check my nose. I think I'm bleeding. Hang on. I've got a tissue with me. Don't worry. It's all medically sound. There's a little bit of blood. It's fine. Carry on, Zach. So there's chemicals.
Yeah, and the cat was clean and everything. And then next thing you know, after I started drying it with a towel, it went ballistic. It started touching me everywhere, attacking everything that gets in touch with it. And I didn't know what to do. I just opened the bathroom door and I let it loose in the house. It went mad.
What's your cat called, Zach?
Timmy.
Timmy?
Yeah.
Okay. So Timmy the cat got some chemicals... I don't know what it is. Timmy the cat got some chemicals on its back. You shampooed it, and it was fine. And it wasn't until you tried to dry it that it went berserk.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It went mad. I had cuts all over my arms. I was bleeding, and I left it loose in the house.
Yeah, wow.
For about 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Then I chucked two towels on top of the cat.
Oh, okay, good idea.
You know, like, and I managed to control it.
Yeah.
You know, like when I put the towel and I covered the head, hold it, you know, like for a bit.
Yeah.
When it started getting warm.
Yeah.
It was a bit, you know, like calmer, but it was a terrible experience for me, and I know how you feel. You know, like my arm was sore and everything.
Well, Zach, thanks for that.
No problem.
Do call again, my friend. Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I don't believe a word of that. I do not believe that that's his accent, that's his name, that he's got a cat called Timmy. I don't believe any of that at all. Steve!
Good evening.
Good evening, Stephen.
How are you doing, my friend?
I'm all right. I just reopened my bloody nose by sneezing, but never mind.
You got sore wounds.
I have got. Have you looked at the website yet?
No, I haven't seen it. I'll have a look after.
I've had some people say it looks bad. Then look, who's this? Kevin Duke has emailed in. I've had worse scratches from a raspberry bush. But I don't believe that for a second, Kevin.
It depends what you've done with a raspberry bush.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. Anyway, Stephen, what can we do for you this evening? What have you got for us?
I had an incident with a tree.
Oh, yeah. Is it now? It's got to be either amusing or interesting.
It could be both. Okay. From the people that were watching, they found it very amusing.
All right. Well, this sounds like we're on to a winner. Away you go.
I was in Prague with a few friends of mine, and we were staying in a hostel at the top of this big hill. I don't know if you've ever been to Prague, but there's one...
I've been to Praha. I love it. It's great.
Yes. Well, the big hill where there's a tower at the top of it, the big tower, we were staying up there, and it meant that every day we had to walk down this hill to go into town, and then every day come back up again.
Yeah.
And because it's so steep, it's the route snakes all the way up and it takes ages, so we decided after a few days that we'd try and take some shortcuts
of
on
course.
The way down.
Yeah.
And we found this big steep drop, but there were sort of trees on the way down, so we thought, go down backwards, hold on to the trees, everything could be fine.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm slowly descending down this steep decline and holding onto a root of a tree, which felt quite secure at the time.
Yeah, of course.
And then, of course, it slowly started to come free.
Yes.
And as it came loose, you got a picture of this. I'm pointing backwards down this hill.
Oh God.
As it goes, I start to slide.
Yeah.
Now I managed to regain my balance. I'm thinking, I'm all right. I'm okay. I'm skiing backwards down this hill.
Sweet.
Going along, looking up at my friend slowly getting smaller in the distance.
Yeah.
Look down between my legs and just see this tree getting bigger and bigger and bigger until the inevitable happened. And I ran straight in. My legs carried on going and I ended up face first in the dirt.
How painful was it and how funny did everyone there find it?
Extremely painful and extremely funny. I looked up and my brother and his friend were just...
Well, the thing is, when something like that happens, you can't get stroppy. What you want to do is go, shut up! But you've got to try and go, yeah, it's fine, I
got over the pain, I started laughing. I could see the funny side, but...
Had absinthe been consumed? Because, of course, Prague is the home of absinthe.
No, that was another night, and there's a whole other story.
Man alive, I had a weekend in Prague. This is when I was still drinking. This is one of the reasons I stopped drinking. Just sat there drinking absinthe after absinthe, and in between absinthe... having a pint of lager.
Yeah, you have to have a beer chaser because it's so strong.
Of course you do. Of course you do. And then just being wrecked.
I can only remember my second absinthe on one night and then woke up the next day. One of my friends was found underneath a piano in the hospital.
Yeah, I know, Andy. I'm talking to someone.
It's insane.
It's a dirty, dirty drink. Steve, I've got to go. Thank you for that.
No worries, mate.
Cheers, boss. Bye-bye. It's the Travel News Hour with Alan.
If you're heading onto the tubes, the whole of the Circle line is still completely suspended following those safety checks. But it's better news on the Hammersmith and City line. That's now back to a normal service again. And the District line is only running with minor delays now between Edgware Road and High Street, Kensington. So slowly but surely, things are gradually returning to normal now on the tubes. There are still delays as well, though, on the Central line, and that's after a signalling problem at Marble Arch earlier. Overground trains still reporting a good service as well. As for the roads, the A4 still crawling out of town from Hammersmith through to the elevated section of the M4. That's all following a broken down lorry which blocked a couple of lanes earlier on. This just coming in on the screens now. Vauxhall Bridge Road has fully reopened northbound between Drummond Gate and Rampayne Street after an accident. Still looks slow though back towards Vauxhall Cross, and expect delays on the A12 at Harold Wood where the traffic lights are still not working properly at Kenilworth Avenue. And Monmouth Street in Covent Garden is closed both ways with a burst water main between Shaftesbury Avenue and Seven Dials. LBC 97.3 Travel. The next update is in half an hour.
What does your dad mean to you? And how did the big fella influence your life? I'm Paul Ross, and all next week with And When Did You Last See Your Father, the new film based on Blake Morrison's best-selling memoir, I want you to tell me your stories about your dad. It could win you a helicopter ride for two across London.
If you've got something to say about your dad, log on now to lbc.co.uk and listen to Paul Ross, weekday afternoons from 4, next week.
If our purpose on this earth is to leave it a better place for our children, we haven't looked badly.
And When Did You Last See Your Father? The fantastic new film starring two of our country's finest actors, Jim Broadbent and Colin Firth. Out Friday the 5th of October with LBC 97.3.
LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's good evening.
Yes, 0845-6060-973 if you want to give us a call. Justin!
Good evening, Mr. Lee.
Yeah, hello, boss. What can I do for you?
Right, okay, something serious now, mate.
Oh, okay. Hang on, I've got some serious music somewhere. Hang on a second. Let me get the serious music.
Have you got spooky music?
Hang on.
Why can't you swivel?
Oh no, that's not serious music. Oh, you want spooky music? Okay, here we go.
Spooky, go on.
Here we go.
Oh, that's that. This is a real life X-File now.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm asleep in the middle of the night last night. I get a knock in the elbow from my missus.
All right. Well, what were you snoring?
Well, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Right. She went, there here again.
What?
Now, this is the God's honest truth, right, mate?
Yeah.
Right, I went,
is it? If this leads to a weak punchline, Justin, I'm going to ban you from ever calling this station again, all right?
Not ban me, all right? You won't ban me, honestly. Okay. This is the truth.
Okay.
I'm my son's life, right?
All right.
Listen, so she's knocked me in the elbow.
Yeah.
I woke up, she went, they're there again. I went, what? I'm thinking I've got a burger or something. Anyway, she went, they're there again. I went, who's there? She went, the UFOs. Anyway, I've adjusted my eyes, looked out the window, and there's three bright lights. It looked like, I don't know, 5 miles away. I couldn't really get the right distance.
No.
But they was right up in the air.
Yes.
Anyway, this was 3:15. We stayed watching them till 5 o'clock this morning.
Yeah.
There was always one bright light, which in the middle was the brightest.
Yeah.
The ones either side were slightly not as bright, and the ones either side kept disappearing, then they came back, then they disappeared. These lights were stationary for, what, 1.75 hours, nearly 2 hours.
Yeah.
Anyway, then I've gone to work this morning.
Yeah.
I've told a mate of mine.
Yeah.
He's had a laugh, think we're both potty, me and his missus.
Okay, yeah.
Anyway, he's phoned me up tonight, and he said, have a guess what? He said his wife see it as well in the middle of the night.
Right.
Now, can I tell you roughly where this was? And I would like to ask any of your listeners if anyone else see it.
Could they not be planets?
No. How can you have three planets and two of them keep disappearing either side?
But when you say disappearing, do they move or do they just, you can't see them anymore?
Just disappeared.
So, okay, so the light that's reflecting on them, this is almost exciting. Well, tell us where and let's see.
I'm in Walthamstow.
Yeah.
And we was looking out of our window, which goes
upwards. So it's in the sky, is what you're saying?
Of course it was in the sky.
Oh, okay, right.
It was too high to be anything attached to the floor.
Wow! Well, there's a technical description. Okay, right.
It couldn't have been a mast of any description. There ain't no mast. I even had a binoculars on it.
Yeah.
And with my binoculars, it was just a great big ball of light.
Yeah, hang on a second. I'm just going to take this call. Hang on a second. Let's line four, do you know what it was? Hello?
I have no idea. It was probably three cars crashing into each other and turning into a London bus.
Right. Well, that's no use at all. Sorry about that, Justin. I don't think he was taking us seriously.
They were attached to the ground, weren't they?
They would be attached to the ground. As we all know, you said it was too high up to be attached to the ground.
It wasn't an aeroplane.
No.
It wasn't helicopters. Helicopters couldn't stay in the air with enough fuel for 1.75 hours.
He's done the maths. I reckon it's just like planets or something.
No, there was two. Yeah, how often do you see bright planets as well? You couldn't see it, did you?
No.
These weren't
stars. Couldn't it be stars?
No, they weren't stars.
How do you know they weren't stars?
Because
how big were they?
These were big.
Well, how big?
Well, how big? How can I explain it?
Were they the size of an orange?
No, size of a golf ball.
So they weren't that big.
Yeah, but they was a long, long way away. Because my mate's wife, who see them, they live near Southend in Essex.
All right,
they saw them as well.
Hang on a second. Line four. Do you know what he's talking about?
Yes, his eyesight was a bit blurry. It came into focus and then focused on the object. It was the moon.
The moon was behind me.
The moon was behind you. Okay, so it definitely wasn't the moon. We've got the moon off of the list there.
The moon was. It was a full moon last night, and the moon was behind me.
Hang on a second. Line four. Do you know what it was?
Yeah, they're satellites.
They're satellites, Justin.
Together. Yeah, they're circling. There's about 200 of them up there. They circle and crisscross over. If you watch them, they look orange and they just move at a constant little speed. Then they sort of drift. Then they
hang on. They're shooting stars then.
No, they're satellites. They don't. They just move constant. They look orange and they're constant. They're where they're circling in the atmosphere. I see them all the time. If I go about at 10, 11 o'clock, they're standing in the garden, I see one or two going past every night.
All right, thank you, Life Fong. Let's try line 10.
Yeah, but these were stationary.
All right, line 10, do you know what it was? Jonathan! Oh, for good sake. This is a... Yes, line 5, do you know what it was? Hello?
Bitch.
What?
Bitch.
Oh, it's the fit. How did he get on? What's he doing? He shouldn't be on under the new regime.
These lights weren't moving. They were stationary.
All right. Line four, do you know what it was?
Yeah, Ian.
Yes.
It's the space station. It's the brightest star in the sky. It's the space station.
What? Mia? No, is it called Mia? What's it called, the space station?
Yeah, that's what it's called, Mia.
Justin, could it have been the space station?
I've got no idea.
Oh, well, let's try two more of these. Line five, any idea?
Mia.
Justin, could it have been
the space... Oh, it's the same guy again. What's he doing? Let's try this one. Line ten, any idea what it was?
Don't see a bum.
No, I don't think it was that. Right, well, Justin, listen, thank you for that. Oh, hang on, let's just try one more. Line five, any idea what it was?
It can't have been the space station, because that goes around the world every 1.5 hours.
And I saw it for about 2.75 hours.
Any ideas what it could be, Line 5?
I think it was probably a luminous globule.
Thanks. All right, well, listen, thank you for that, Justin. We'll keep taking calls, but we may not put them on the air.
And thank you very much for a sensible conversation.
God bless you, sir. There we go. All right, 45-60-60-973. We've just done a local radio topic, ladies and gentlemen. That's what happens. And it's fine. Now, we were talking about malt earlier on. Malcolm.
Hello there, Ian.
Hello, sir.
Interesting conversation in the last...
he sounded like a sensible chap, but who knows?
Too many pernos.
Yes.
Anyway,
Perno tastes like aniseed, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, horrible, horrible, horrible taste.
Malt.
Yes.
We know it as Horlicks.
Right.
So, if you want to make...
Hang on, what's that squeaking in the background?
That's a dog. It's a dog playing with his chewy bone thing.
Oh, fantastic. All right, go on.
Okay. So, all you want to do, if you want to make a nice malt, a proper milkshake, with malt in it...
Yeah.
Put your syrup in.
Yeah.
Your flavoured syrup.
Yeah.
A couple of lumps of good vanilla ice cream.
Yeah.
Okay. Teaspoonfuls of Horlicks.
Oh, really?
Put your milk in, liquidise it, phew, done.
That's what I'm having this. I'm having that this weekend, my friend.
Go for it.
So, Malcolm, thank you. So it's literally just a bit of Horlicks.
Yeah, it's the guy I used to work with, who's American.
Yeah.
And he actually sent over for some malt extract from his father.
Yeah.
It came back and it was Horlicks.
Fantastic. Malcolm, thank you for that.
Okay, no problem.
Good lad, there we go. Superb. Samantha.
Hello, my darling, how are you?
Who'd have thought it would have been a girl to call in about quicksand?
Well, I'm going to give it a go. I'm not sure if I'm factually correct,
but
you know when, did you ever watch a programme called Brainiac?
With John Tickle?
Yeah.
I'm aware of it.
There was an episode where he walked on custard and they added corn flour and it was a liquid that turned to solid... under pressure, and it kind of changed state.
Right.
And I think that's what quicksand actually is.
You think quicksand is made of custard and corn flour?
No.
How the hell is that? That's crazy.
It's that kind of thing, which something is neither a liquid nor a solid. But when it's wet, it has one kind of attribute, and when you put pressure on it, it turns into another. And I think that's what quicksand actually is. So you actually sink down in it, but you can't pull your foot out because it creates a vacuum around and you just go deeper and deeper and deeper.
But so what's at the bottom of quicksand? Is it infinite?
No, I don't think so. I've never been in it deep enough to find out.
Because I wonder if there's like an underground world under. I don't know. It just strikes me with. Is it full of. It's got to end somewhere, hasn't it? And at the bottom, is it just full of like dead bodies? Or is there like a tunnel to like a fantasy world? Or what? I don't know.
I don't know, but I've been down to a beach where, you know, when sand goes all clayey and goes weird and you know. My ankle started to sink in it and I did start to panic.
Yeah.
And it's a really nasty feeling.
Hey,
I do believe it exists somewhere.
You're a girl. You are a girl, aren't you?
I hope. I should. Last time I looked, yeah.
Do you like being called Sam?
Yeah.
Okay, because girls with boys' names, it works for me. Anyway. it does. I think it's quite sexy. Like, what other girls? Terry is nice.
Terry, Tony.
Tony with an I. Oh.
Tony with an I. I went to school with a girl called Tony.
It's just perfect. Anyway, are you going to be watching the Billy Piper prostitute programme?
Do you know what? I wasn't going to, but there's been so much hype about it. I think I might.
This is it. I'm surprised that no one has phoned in and said, "Yes, Ian, I'm good." Because they've been billboards everywhere. It's been in the papers for ages. All those pictures of her in her leather and stuff like that.
Mm.
It seems. I mean, I'm not telling people don't listen to Clive Bull. Of course, you know, listen to Clive Bull. Sky Plus. But I'm surprised that no one's phoned in and said, "Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it."
I think because she's only done Doctor Who and she made such a name for herself with that, and she was a pretty good at, you know, she was really good in that, I thought. Mm. It's such a departure from, I think people are sort of like, you know, does not compute. This is Billie Piper, you know, the singer and, yeah. and you know, now serious actress on Doctor Who. And yeah. a lot of people are thinking, I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, yeah,
I might just watch it. Just
I think it's being Sky Plus at my flat, and I might check it out. I thought fast forward to the good bits.
Do you know what? I've got a feeling you probably will.
Samantha, thank you for that. Bye bye.
Bye.
There we go. 0845 60 60 973. All time for a cup of tea, I think.
On 97.3 DAB and online, London's biggest conversation, LBC.
It's 8:30, I'm Sam Pittis, and chaos on the tubes seems to be coming to an end, but there are still delays after drivers refuse to run trains because of safety fears. Transport for London say services are back to normal on the Hammersmith and City line, but there are still delays on the District line and the Circle line is suspended. Stay tuned to LBC for travel updates. Anyone with information about a murder in South Lambeth is being asked to come forward. 26-year-old Motaba Haidari was found with a stab wound in the rear yard of Pizza Gogo on Wandsworth Road on Monday afternoon. There's a sale at the Savoy. It's holding an auction, auctioning many of its contents, including beds, chandeliers and a dance floor. The hotel's auctioning 3,000 items, including, as I say, beds, chandeliers and dance floors at Bonhams. It's ahead of its £100 million refurbishment. And a group of endangered newts are being given a new home to make way for the Olympic Park in Stratford. In order to secure planning permission, the London Development Agency had to agree to move the great crested newts away from the Eastway cycle circuit. London's travel, as well as the problems on the tubes, the A4 remains slow heading out of town from the Hammersmith flyover to the Chiswick roundabout after a breakdown earlier. London's weather, showers dying out, minimum temperature 11 Celsius, currently 13. LBC 8:31.
Stop missing out. Earn money while you sleep. Discover how at the free Internet Success Bootcamp. A dozen internet millionaires will be sharing their secrets and showing you how to copy their systems to start making money online within hours. Register now for our fun three-day London seminar on the 28th to the 30th of September at internetsuccesstickets.com and claim your free online business. Attend for free and turn your life around. That's internetsuccesstickets.com. See you there.
LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
0845 60 60 973.
It's a new telephone number, so, you know, people are we have to keep ramming it down your throats because I keep forgetting about it. And people, you know, may have not noticed that we've changed. So it's 0845 60 60 973. Right, let's have a little recap because we're halfway through the show. So far, Maltz. Has anyone ever come across quicksand? Does it exist? And does it exist in this country? And what's at the bottom of quicksand? That's what I want to know. Oh, I've got... Is Kitty Karen stroppy? Has she got the strop on? Put her on now. Put her on. What's your problem?
Kitty, me?
Yeah, you, Kitty Karen. It says on my screen, Kitty Karen, angry he ignored her advice.
I'm driving now, you know.
Well, but you're hands-free, aren't you?
No, I'm going to pull over. Look, I'm pulling over.
All right, pull over.
You didn't, but you didn't.
She's pulled over now, good.
You didn't scruff the back of her neck,
did
you?
Oh, I tried to get the back of her flipping neck, and I couldn't.
It's the only way, and I've been lacerated.
I couldn't. Have you seen, go to the internet and look at the picture.
I've looked, and you need tea tree oil on them.
It's a wound, isn't it? It's a proper wound. You should see the state of my nose.
But you need tea tree oil on those.
When I picked her up, she peed.
I don't blame her.
She peed all over me, all over my bed, and I couldn't be bothered to change these trousers, so I stink of cat pee. So when I got home, Velvet was like sniffing up, going, what the hell? What's going on?
All in the day's work.
But it's, oh, she's ripped. But the vet said, yes, grab her by the scruff. I couldn't get the scruff of her neck.
Well, you have to. You weren't assertive, were you?
Oh, I got angry.
I know, but angry's not assertive.
No, angry. I didn't mean to get angry, because it's not really her fault, because I know, she's a lovely little girl. She's been...
You're never going to get her next week, you know that, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I know. The thing is, I went upstairs and she went into my bedroom, so I shut the door. But my bedroom's full of, like, junk from downstairs, so it's like an obstacle course in there, basically. There's no ground room, it's all... anyway.
Have you got all posters and things like that?
No, I haven't. I haven't anymore, because my mum can't get upstairs anymore, so everything that was... We've moved her bedroom downstairs. So everything that was downstairs is now in what was my room. So it's just full of junk. so it's like an obstacle course. And this, she was all like, I got her in the box at one point. I got her in the box. And then as I was putting the lid on, she got out and she scratched me again. And, oh, dear.
Not assertive.
What do you mean assertive? I was trying to do the thing of being friendly and can't come here, Carly. There's a good girl. Right, what we're going to do is we're going to pick you up. We're going to put you in. And she just went mental.
See, now you've been injured as well. And you should be careful because I had to have my arm in a sling once when I was bitten by a cat.
What? Why?
I had to go to hospital and have antibiotics on a drip.
Oh, you did not.
I did.
Why?
Because the scratching's not so bad, but the teeth, they're infected. They've got all bacteria on their teeth.
The teeth are going to get taken out.
Well, it's getting them all taken out.
Most of them. Because they show me the teeth and they're filthy, really filthy and manky. So she's going to go back in, get put down. Well, not put down, no. Well, if my mum's listening, what? No. Get an anaesthetic, get her teeth scrubbed, and if any need to come out, they'll come out. But the vet said, don't worry, even if we need to take them all out, don't worry, because cats can still eat without any teeth.
Of course they can.
What do you mean, of course they can? How?
They don't need them. They just chuck the food. And they eat biscuits a lot when they haven't got any teeth.
Well, this is not the vet. I couldn't believe it.
Well, they don't need them. They just chuck it all down there. She'll be pleased to get rid of them all anyway.
Yeah, I'm going to take her claws out as well.
No, don't do that. That person who suggested, I've never heard anything so silly. American people do that a lot, though. They have their claws taken out.
Have you seen these things you can get, which they look hideous? They're fluorescent, and they're like little claw covers. And you put, like, claw gloves, and you put them over each claw individually, like plastic things. Awful.
They're so stupid.
No, you can't do that.
No, but I wasn't angry. I was just a bit concerned. I knew that you hadn't scruffed the back of the neck.
Oh, I tried to. I just couldn't really get to it, though.
I know, but if you had, you wouldn't have been injured like that, you see. And now you're going to get an infection up your nose.
Oh, jeez.
No, you're not.
Oh, yeah.
No, but I wasn't angry, but anyway. Yeah, just concern.
Well, Kitty Karen, thank you for your concern.
Yes.
Always nice to talk to you.
Thank you soon, bye.
Bye-bye, there we go. Squires in Whips Cross. Hello, Squire.
Hello, mate. Hiya. Yeah, I wanted to know, you went up to Highgate, didn't you, the other day?
Yes.
Yes. How did you get in?
What, the cemetery?
Yeah.
Well, there's two. There's the east side and the west side.
That's right.
We went to the east side because you just go in, you pay £3 and you just go in, and that's just like a cemetery and it's pretty groovy. And I've been there before. But the west side is the big gates.
Yeah.
And you have to wait. They have tours every hour.
Oh, okay.
And you have to go in a tour. They won't let you just wander around.
Oh, okay then. Yeah.
So they have
tried to get in, but
They have the weekend on Saturday and Sunday. I think they have a tour every hour. I think on the weekday they only have two tours a day or something.
Okay.
So you've got to find out what time. And I did know, and she did tell me, and I can't remember what she said, but apparently it's well worth it. I'm going to try and go up there maybe this weekend and have a look around.
Yeah.
There's a vampire in there, allegedly.
And Karl Marx is up there, isn't he?
Well, Karl Marx is in the other one. He's in the east side that you can get into any time.
That was locked. We walked all the way round and it was locked.
What? But there's two because there's that narrow road you go up.
Yes.
And there's one on one side.
Yeah.
That's got a big gate.
Hmm.
And there's one on the other side that's got a smaller gate.
Yeah, and it was all locked.
But both sides.
Both sides, yeah.
What time is this?
What time did we go up there? About half four, 5 o'clock.
Well, it's Highgate, isn't it? They're all a bit posh and lazy up there.
I suppose, yeah.
I think you need to get up there sort of like one or two or something.
Right, okay, we'll have to do that. But then we can't park up there at that time.
There's no... Well, no, you've got to park... You have to go up and park in Hampstead, then walk down. Park up in Highgate, then walk down.
Okay, then.
So go up to Highgate. Go up to Highgate.
Yeah.
Find the Foresters... Is it the Foresters? No, what's the pub called? Like the Flask. Find the Flask. Park around there. Go and have a pint.
Yeah.
Walk down the hill to the cemetery. Have a look round. Then go back to the Flask. Have another drink, then go home.
I can't. Are you promoting drinking and driving?
No. I'm saying you. I'm assuming your missus was driving. Is she?
She will be. Yeah.
Well, okay. Then exactly. Then you can have a pint and she can have a lovely lemonade.
That, very good. Yes.
Squire, yeah. Thank you for that.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers, boss. Oh, God, never promote drink driving. Never. Never. Right. I was doing a recap of the topics. Virginia, have you ever been? Why would you go? Is there anything of any interest there? It seems like a very, very dull place. Is anyone going to be watching the Billy Piper prostitute programme? There's posters. The front page of the Metro or the London Light or one of those rubbish newspapers. I think it's the Metro because they do this quite often. The front page, it's got like a fake cover where the front page is an advert for Billy Piper. Then you open it and then there's the real front page in there about Maddie or whatever it is. I don't know. I think it was Maddie. I'm not sure today. How can you do that? Can you? You can buy a front page of a newspaper, can you? That seems very odd. So is anyone going to watch it? 0845 60 60 973. How does bulletproof glass work? What do they call cucumbers in Australia? It's like xanthes or something. Who's that girl on Sky News? What? Wow. She's a proudy lady. Who is she, Chris? Give me the details.
She's a newsreader.
Nice one. And amusing or interesting accidents to do with trees. Wasn't really my topic, and surprisingly, or unsurprisingly, it hasn't taken off. Neil!
Hello, Ian.
Hello, boss.
Right, I can do you an explanation on quicksand or tree story first, whichever you prefer.
Oh, hang on a second. Hang on a minute. Hang on a minute. Right, so heads, it's going to be trees. Tails, it's going to be quicksand.
That's it.
Right, here we go. It's tails, quicksand.
Quicksand,
yes,
right.
Sir.
Any form of quicksand isn't actually sand.
What?
No, it's not. It's not actually sand.
Is it actually quick?
Well, it's quite fast.
Yes.
But then and sometimes it can be quite slow. It depends how much you struggle.
Yeah.
But basically what it is a suspension. Now, any solid in a liquid forms a suspension.
Solid in a liquid forms a suspension, okay.
So if you mix small particles of solid into a liquid, yeah, the more and more you put in, yeah, the greater the volume of suspension,
okay,
so the thicker it becomes.
Okay.
Like if you're putting, chocolate powder into milk.
Now, listen, I find this very interesting, but some people might find this a little bit dull. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play some music underneath to make it sound a little bit more exciting for the idiots.
No problem.
Okay, so here we go, hang on, here we go. Neil, let's have it.
Right, when you've got to a suspension of a certain degree, i.e. mud that is a certain thickness, it starts to sink very slowly. And if you put your weight on it, you go down slowly. Now, if you struggle and pull upwards, you get the same effect as sucking mud, which means the pressure on top of your flat parts, like your feet, are heavier than the pressure beneath.
Right.
So you get pulled down.
Right.
Now, you do get to the bottom. There are bottoms of these things, but it depends how tall you are as to whether you survive or not.
Oh.
But that's basically it. So it's a suspension. It's a suspension in a liquid.
Ladies and gentlemen, Neil has explained quicksand. Excellent, Neil. Thank you for that.
Right, now, do you want my tree one?
Yeah, I do want your tree one.
Right, now, I had this mate...
How do you know that, by the way?
What, about suspensions?
Yeah.
A bit of a science buff.
All right, good lad, well done. Yep. Respect there.
I had this guy, a mate of mine, about 20 years ago.
Yes.
He was the sort of person who had a wife that used to see him doing things and go, I know he's going to hurt himself doing
that. Okay,
Right, that sort of guy.
Yeah.
If you wanted your TV aerial fixed, you'd go to get the ladder out and go, no, I'll go up the drain pipe and do it.
Right, yeah.
Now, I drove up to outside his house one day, and he's got his Volvo on the lawn, and the wheels spinning as fast as mud going everywhere. And he's half sawed through this 40-foot tree on his front lawn.
Yeah, go on.
Now, he's got about a 4 or 5 foot chain connecting the tree to the back of his Volvo.
Genius.
He's trying to pull the tree over.
The man is a genius. I love him.
And his wife is standing at the front door with her head in her hands,
yeah,
but not attempting to stop him.
No.
Because she knows it's no good.
Pointless. Absolutely pointless.
So, it did happen. He did pull it over.
Yeah.
And the Volvo was much good afterwards.
Oh, did it? Would it come and land on the Volvo?
It landed right on the smack on the roof of the Volvo.
Was he all right?
A bit shaken because luckily it landed dead in the middle, veed the roof of the Volvo, and his head sort of like just dodged to the one side, to the left, to the right, and he just managed to miss it.
Fantastic.
But
the man's a genius.
That was a good one.
The man is... Neil, listen, thank you very much for that. It's the best
three
story so far. Cheers, boss.
Cheers now, bye.
The man is an absolute genius. Eduardo?
Hello, Squire.
How's your phone line?
My phone line, I was just recently upgraded.
You got an upgrade, did you? Did you get any pictures?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Good lad. I think what you're doing, and I'm not going to give too much detail, but I think what you're doing is great for the whole of humanity, Eduardo, and I love you for it. I genuinely love you for it.
I'm touched.
I'm saying no more. I actually almost weed myself the other day. Anyway, carry on.
I've got, right, it's the Foresters, for one.
What is?
The pub that you were talking about.
No, it's the flask.
No, it's the Foresters.
No, the Foresters is in Farnham Common, that's why I said it.
No, isn't that near the station, the Foresters?
No, I don't think that's called the Foresters. Anyway, that's not Highgate Village. That's not Highgate proper. That's Highgate Station.
Anyway.
So I'm correct. Anyway, you're thinking of the Woodman.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Thank you. So you're wrong on many, many counts there, but carry on.
Right. Yeah. Kiki Karen is right, you know, you can get infected.
Right.
That happened to a friend of mine when he was young.
Yes.
He got a cat scratch on his arm and he was Swiss.
Yeah.
And he had to go to hospital and have it in a sling and...
At what point will I know that I'm infected?
When the scratches turn greeny colour.
Okay, so until then I'm alright, but if it goes green I'm in serious trouble.
Well, what I was going to, now I'm going to blend this into the nose topic.
Well, Eduardo, stay there, because it sounds like we're really cooking on gas here now, ladies and gentlemen. 0845 6060973. If you want to talk about scratches, about noses, or if you want to fight Eduardo on the radio, I'd like to hear that. It's the Travel News Hour, Joseph.
Thank you very much, and if you're heading onto the tubes this evening, still some disruption following those safety checks. The whole of the Circle Line remains completely suspended, but other than that, things are rapidly returning to normal now. The District Line only has minor delays between Edgware Road and High Street, Kensington, and the Hammersmith and City Line is back to a normal service again. Of course, that was completely suspended for most of today. And just a reminder as well, the Victoria Line will be completely suspended after 10 o'clock this evening, and that's because of planned engineering works. Of course, that hasn't been happening the last couple of nights because of the football. Now, on the roads, the A4 is still very slow heading out of town from Hammersmith to the elevated section of the M4. It's all after a broken down lorry, which has been clear for some time now, but it really is very slow around the Hammersmith area, and Fulham Palace Road is crawling now northbound heading up towards Hammersmith as well. This just coming in from London buses, Parish Lane in Penge has been closed in both directions at Green Lane because of a fire. Appreciate your updates if you there can see what's going on. 08000 68 60 80. And Monmouth Street in Covent Garden is still closed both ways with a burst water main, and that's between Shaftesbury Avenue and Seven Dials. LBC 97.3 Travel. Next update is in half an hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, this train is delayed. We don't know why or for how long.
Next time you get delayed, remember you can check out the latest travel news on your mobile phone. Just call 0901 723 6666 and choose Travel. Travel.
And the M25 in Essex has...
You can also select to hear news and weather updates too.
Store 0901 723 6666 into your mobile now and stay in touch with LBC wherever you are, whatever you're doing.
Calls cost 35 pence per minute from a BT landline. Other networks and mobile rates may vary.
News, weather and travel on the go from LBC.
Time is like money. Any that you have spare is very precious. So why don't you invest some of your time in something really worthwhile? GlaxoSmithKline are looking for volunteers to take part in medical trials at Clinical Imaging Centre London. In return, you'll be compensated for your time and inconvenience. So if you're healthy and aged between 18 and 60, then call us today on 0800 707 6068. That's 0800 707 6068. And find out how you can invest in the future. Help us help people to do more, feel better, live longer.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Eduardo.
Yes.
Hmm. What's the story you're going to tell us?
Well, yeah, I've got the tree story as well.
Oh.
I don't know which one you want first, because I'm the gift that keeps giving. I never come empty-handed.
Well, okay, so okay. Choose. Well, hang on. So what we've got a nose and a tree story, have we?
Yeah.
Right, the nose is head. What? The nose is heads, the tree is tails. It's heads, let's have the nose.
The nose, right. Now, get comfortable.
What, is it long?
No, I was driving to Bluewater one day.
Oh, yeah, the shopping centre.
Shopping centre.
All right,
nice. Just as we got there,
yeah,
I had a cough.
A what, a cough?
A cough.
A cough. A cough?
A cough, you know.
Oh, you coughed?
I don't usually cough.
No.
But blood came out of my mouth. All over the windscreen. Have you heard that?
No, I've never...
Why, if you coughed, blood came onto your windscreen, what would you instantly think?
I would think that I was
about
dying.
To die.
Yeah, yeah, I would think I was dying. Or that I had TB.
I had a major panic.
Yeah.
I did it again, and blood came out again.
Wow.
So I thought, this is it. And, I started making mental lists in my head.
Yeah.
Anyway, I didn't die.
How mental were they?
They were pretty wild.
Okay, good lads.
And I didn't die, and I went to the hospital.
Yeah.
I tried to get out of it. I rang up NHS Direct.
Yeah.
And I said, look, I've coughed up a little bit of blood. And they said, you should go. And I said, well, it was only a little bit. And they said, no, really, you should go.
Yeah, yeah.
And I went.
Yeah.
and they said it was a nosebleed, a reverse nosebleed.
What? So it was, instead of it coming out of your nostril, it was going down the back of your throat?
Going down the back of my throat, oh. Which I didn't, but I made them do a chest x-ray.
That's so that continental.
And, but the really what I'm driving at is...
Yeah, the point is...
There is a point. If someone said, get the doctor said, go to the doctor and get the cream. You had the doctor on before, yeah?
Oh, the pawpaw cream?
No, he said it was something else. I can't remember, but I remember it was the same cream that I had.
Yeah.
But don't use this cream.
Right.
Because it stings, it hurts more than anything in the world.
Wow.
And you don't want that. I cured myself.
Wow, okay, yeah.
By flushing water through my nose.
Okay.
From the back of my throat.
Have you ever given yourself an eye bath?
Yeah.
It's good, isn't it?
I like to experiment and all these things.
It's weird. It takes me a while to build up the courage to do it, and I'm there with the little eye bath cup phrases, and then I just basically just go for it and give it a wash. It's really good.
It's like taking pills. I'm not good at taking pills.
No.
But, you know, it takes about 3 or 4 attempts to get the pill down.
Can you take it?
I could never be a drug addict.
You could inject. Can you take a pill?
I've got a near sphere of needles.
Well, you could snort. Have you got...
Bad nose.
No. Well, you... I can't do any more lists of drugs. Can you take pills dry?
No way. Not even my life depended on it.
I can do it. But it takes about 5 minutes of me going...
I think I'd hurl.
And my girlfriend saying, Ian, why don't you just have a drink of water? No, I've really got it.
No,
you see,
I've got enlarged tonsils. That's what gives me my distinctive voice.
Enlarged tonsils, distinctive voices.
Yeah.
Was there another story? Slightly better than that one, perhaps?
That was helpful, that one.
Okay, so the next one's fun.
Pure comedy.
Okay, here we go. Get ready for it, guys.
Right. So we were in Kensington Gardens. I was walking my dog. Oh. I used to take him up there every day.
Yeah.
And I threw a ball. And
A ball.
A round spherical object.
A ball.
And he was a big dog, but stupid.
Yeah.
So I threw the ball at a tree.
Yes.
And he ran and ran and ran and ran, and the ball hit the tree and bounced backwards, and he ran straight into the tree. And I've walked into a lamppost on Bethnal Green.
All right, you're taking a bit now. It's been enough of that, for goodness sakes. Thank you, Eduardo. By the way, Eduardo, if you're listening, the phone line should be free at 10:45. There will be a new shindigree up on the internet some point later on tonight. Russell!
Ian, how you doing?
I'm all right, thank you, Russell. I'm enjoying myself.
That's good. Ian, just don't mess with cats, though.
Don't mention what?
Don't mess with cats.
Don't mess with cats, why?
They're forming into gangs.
What are you talking about, man?
I don't know if it's by postcode, but they're definitely forming into gangs. My nan was attacked by a gang of cats. And basically, the leader of the cat gang there was White Paws. And his little cat was White Paws.
White Paws? That was his name, was it? White Paws?
Yeah, his name was White Paws. And it was a horrible thing. And my nan had a little black cat. And it used to kind of go around. And all these other cats would attack it.
Right.
You know, she heard the cat. She heard her cat getting attacked outside.
Yeah.
So she went out, and White Paws and then all of his gang jumped on her, and actually on her head, on her back, on her front, and was scratching her. Ian, he's serious.
I'm not laughing at that. I'm laughing at that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
They're vicious little so-and-sos, as I know today.
You cannot mess with them, but, you know, you could be lucky, because maybe yours isn't in the gang yet. But...
She doesn't go out, and she doesn't meet other cats, so she's not in a gang.
Yeah, keep it that way, because he can be really serious.
So how did your nan... I know then, how many cats were in White Paws' gang?
There were seven, not including White Paws. White Paws made it 8, but there were 7 others.
Wow. That is a lot of cats. Top Cat.
Horrible cat, really. But yeah, it was a mean cat. But yeah, she had to go to hospital and everything.
Oh, well, I'm sorry for that, and I'm sorry to laugh.
Yeah, if you wake up in the morning, then you're okay. But otherwise, you know, it could be bad news.
Well, thank you for that, Russell.
No problem, Ian. Lovely to talk to you. Great show, mate.
Cheers, boss. There we go. Well, he's Nan. We did ask the question, and I forgot to pursue it. Ever had a fight with an animal? We've done it before, but it's a good one. So we had a guy who had a fight with a kangaroo. Do you remember that?
Why would you have a pet that you couldn't go near?
Well, no, I'm not saying. What do you mean? What?
Well, I don't get why people have cats that are vicious.
But no, but his nan's cat wasn't vicious, but White Paws was. But maybe when White Paws went home, he was like, darling little cat. Oh, but some cats are wild.
But how come your mum's cat
is vicious.
She's not vicious. She's only vicious because I tried to pick her up. All other times, she's just incredibly... She's really, really timid. And that's why she doesn't come and sit with anyone. She just comes and eats and she goes.
What's the point in that?
Well, exactly. There is no point in it. I'm very annoyed that the woman who gave my mum this rescue cat gave her that cat. I'm a little bit annoyed by it, to be honest. But
it's like it's broken.
It's a broken cat, but you can't take it back. You cannot take it back. So I'm a little bit disappointed. But she's, you know, you can't get rid of her. She's a lovely cat. But anyway, right, 0845 6060 973 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. We seem to be talking about cats all the time, which is, I don't mind. We'll come up with something new for the last hour. Chris, put your thinking cap on. Oh, no, hang on, I've got a list of things here. What can we do in the last hour? I don't know. We'll have a think. Let's have the ads, please.
Exclusively blended Prosecco Robusto Rosé from the hillside vineyards of Veneto. And a bottle is yours, absolutely free, when you spend over £35 on food or drink at M&S until Saturday. This is not just food. This is M&S food. Offer runs Thursday to Saturday. See in-store for details. Selected stores only. Subject to availability. Enjoy wine responsibly.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
It's Craig.
Konbanwa,
Craig. How's it going?
Oh, thank you.
I've got a lesson on Saturday. I haven't had a lesson for 2 weeks. I've forgotten about that. A Japanese lesson.
Okay. A quick one to impress. Right, when you open the door,
yep.
There they are.
Yep.
Say, Osaki
Adozo. Oh, hang on. Osaki Adozo. Well, it's going to be like some kind of please or something. What is that?
I believe it's after you.
Oh, well, look, what I'm going to say is, I've got to remember this, Ohairi Kudasai, which is come in, mm-hmm. and Dozo Kochere, this way, please.
Please.
So I've learnt those.
Okay, that's cool.
Yes, yeah. we're getting there. I stopped up outside the congestion charge zone because I was a bit early today. So I parked up in Sainsbury's, and I've got my flashcards with all the letters on. And I was having a little practice. I've not done it for a few days, and I was rubbish again.
I never thought of using flashcards.
No, did I? Till someone, loads of people suggested it, and it really, really makes a difference.
Yeah, I mean, I only know a little bit. I mean, I may have before, when I said to you about when I learned Japanese, but I mean, I was learning, but.
I've got it with the letters. So it's good with the letters, and also I've learnt words. I know that ototoi is the day before yesterday. Kino is yesterday. Kyo is today. Ashita is tomorrow. Asate, I think, is the day after tomorrow. And what's next week? Oh, what's next week? It's Raishu. Raishu
October.
Is next week.
October.
No, it is October next week. What? I don't want to be an old man, Craig. Where is the year gone?
I know, I can't. I was looking at the diary today at work, and I looked for next Thursday, we've got someone coming in, and it's October. I thought, no, October.
I'll tell you what we're doing tomorrow. Chris, this is what we're doing tomorrow's show. We're going to have a review of the year. We're going to look back over the year. We're doing that tomorrow before anybody else does it, OK? We're doing it first. Anyway, Craig, what can I do for you?
Well, firstly, did you get my email yesterday? Because I was saying that your homepage on LBC... Where it says contact me or call me speak to me, your phone number is wrong.
Boom.
And yours is the only one on the LBC website with the present homepages that's got the phone number wrong.
Well, hang on a minute. Let's have a little look at that.
It's 0845 6060 90 973. You've got
where? Hang on. Where does that say?
But if you're up to the top.
Yeah. Ian Lee's Good Evening.
I've done if it's presenters or but on the LBC one where it says present, and you go down, it says presenters homepages.
Well, hang on a minute. Let's go to... All right, hang on a minute.
I think it's about the third one in on the...
So we go to LBC... Hang on. Hang on a second. These computers are very, very slow. We're on dial-up here at LBC. Can you believe that? We're actually on 56K
You're joking.
Dial-up. Right, hang on. So, where are we? Who's that? Right, so I'm on the homepage. Then where do I go?
So, if you go to the left where it says... I don't know if it's like home and news or something. If you get the drop-down where it says presenters' homepages...
Yeah, okay, presenters' homepages, yeah.
And then click on that.
Oh, right. Yeah, I've clicked on that.
And then you'll get the Ian Lee.
Wait, where am I? Which one am I? I'm not there.
You're there.
Where am I? I don't see me.
Next, between Clive and Paul.
Oh, yeah, that's me, is it? Oh, yeah. All right, so click on my picture. Craig?
I don't know. It's just to get your homepage where it's got all your...
Okay, let's go there.
Like, your speech bubbles.
All right, yeah. Let's go to the speech... Right, so we've got the speech bubbles, yeah?
Oh, the moment it says about contact me or speak to me or call me.
It don't say that.
Yeah, there.
Where? Right. Where does it
Hello
say?
Hello, you. Speak to Mr. Lee.
That's it.
Oh, yeah, Chris, you better change that quickly or you're going to get in very serious trouble. You'll be fined £50.
It is changed.
No, it's not. It's wrong. It's the wrong number. Look,
wrong number.
It's got 9-0 in it. You better do it now, otherwise you're going to be fined 50. If it's not done by the time we get back from the news, you're going to be fined. Craig, we'll have to come back after the news and find out what you really wanted.
Okay, dude.
Cheers, fella. There we go. Right, 0845 6060973. It's a new phone number. Of course we're going to make mistakes. Of course we're going to make mistakes. We're only human, London. And for that, you have my sincerest apologies. Right, when we come back, another hour of the show. That's all I can promise you. Thank you.
On 97.3, DAB, and online, London's biggest conversation, LBC.
At 9, the UN to go to Burma, the tubes are getting back to normal, and the police taser handout is postponed. It's 9 o'clock, I'm Sam Pittis. There's finally hope of a diplomatic breakthrough in Burma. A UN envoy is being allowed in by the regime to discuss its violence against pro-democracy campaigners. The US ambassador to the UN, Salme Khalilzad, has condemned the military junta's actions.
The events of the last couple of days is disheartening, the brutality with which the regime has dealt with peaceful demonstrators, monks and others, is unacceptable to the United States, should be unacceptable to powers with influence over Burma.
The situation on the tubes is improving after drivers walked out over safety fears. Drivers on the Hammersmith and City and Circle lines were concerned about emergency brakes, but Terry Wilkinson, executive member of the Drivers' Union ASLIF, has told LBC Transport for London's convinced them there's nothing to worry about.
Although there is a design fault on the train and these defects are occurring, my health and safety reps are 100% clear that it is safe.
Police are appealing for witnesses in connection to a murder in South Lambeth. It happened during Monday afternoon's rush hour following reports a man had been stabbed in the rear yard of Pizza Gogo on Wandsworth Road. 26-year-old Motaba Haidari died from a single stab wound to the chest. A coroner in Epsom's recorded an open verdict at the inquest into the death of chess prodigy Jessica Gilbert. The 19-year-old fell to her death from a hotel window in the Czech Republic last July. Her father, Ian, was cleared of 5 counts of raping his daughter at a trial at Guildford Crown Court last year. Plans to give tasers to Met police officers not trained to use guns have been dropped following objections from the Forces Police Authority. The Home Office pilot would have given the electric stun guns to non-firearms officers for the first time. The Metropolitan Police Authority has refused to endorse the plan. Now, if you row or swim in the Thames, you could be at risk of infection. That's according to a new report by the Health Protection Agency that says each time it rains heavily, untreated sewage flows into the river. London Port Health Authority Director John Evans has told LBC a warning system could be put in place.
We'd like to see something like an internet-based system and possibly even a traffic light system, particularly in the areas where there are a lot of recreational users, such as rowers and sailors, to make sure that they know what the condition of the river is, because you can't always tell just by looking at it.
If you're away from your radio and want to stay in touch with the latest news, weather and travel, you can call 0901 723 6666. Calls cost 35 pence a minute from a BT landline. Other networks and mobile rates may vary. London's travel on the tubes, the Circle Line, remains completely suspended. That's following safety checks earlier today, but a full service is now running on the Hammersmith and City Line. And London's weather, well, showers will mostly die out. It'll be dry and cloudy overnight. A minimum temperature of 11 Celsius, still a bit chilly. It is currently 13 degrees Celsius on Bond Street. This is LBC. It's 9.03.
Remember, there's a new way to call London's biggest conversation. Our new number is 0845 6060 973. So, store it in your phone now for when you next want to take part in one of your favourite shows on LBC 97.3.
Here's a message to people who say things like,
I had a great idea for a business, but didn't know where to start.
And,
I'd like to be my own boss, but the money side worries me.
Or how about,
I need so much help, but who can you trust for advice?
A local business manager from Barclays has the experience to support your startup business and can get you free time with local accountants, solicitors and marketing specialists. So if you're serious about starting your own business, go to barclays.co.uk/startyourbusiness. We're ready if you are. Barclays. Now there's a thought.
A Chanel dress, Milano Blahnik shoes, Cartier jewellery. It's true to say I'm a designer label fan. But let me tell you a little secret. You don't always have to pay designer label prices. At the Curtain Factory outlet, you can get designer name curtain and upholstery fabric for just $6.99 a metre, excluding VAT. So dress your home for less. The Curtain Factory outlet, Ballance Lane, North Finchley. Call 0208 492 0093. But remember, it's just between us. That includes a price, £8.21 per metre.
LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Good Evening.
Chris, come on the air and just we've been doing the topic, amusing or interesting accidents with trees, as suggested by Jim in the Beckenham, wasn't it? And he's just called up, has he?
Yeah, Jim just said not many people have phoned in about their injuries with trees, so why don't we widen it to foliage?
Foliage. Okay, well there we go. For the last 55 minutes of the show, any interesting or amusing accidents with trees or foliage? No one's got... How can... Craig, get this. Did you... I've had quotes for a new back fence, right? One guy, £650, and he was the guy I was going to go with, because he was the one that that looked the most professional, knew what he was talking... seemed to know what he was talking about, talked about how he was going to sink the things and all this. And the other guy, who I thought was a dodge pot, and I had to chase up to get the quote... £1,400. How can two quotes? It's twice. It's more than twice the size of the first quote. How can that be?
See, I always go with the rule, if you get three quotes, you go for the middle one.
I can't be bothered to get a third quote. Finding people who come and do fences in back gardens is much harder than I thought it was going to be. Much harder.
So high, I'd go for the first one. If you do it wrong, then you can pay him to have a second go and still save money.
I think you've got to use a bit of instinct in this, and I was going to go with this other guy anyway. I've got to check the people downstairs, because we're splitting it 50-50. The people next door are refusing to pay any money towards it, so curse them, miserable so-and-sos. But there was a difference of £750! How is that possible?
You've got to ask why, haven't you?
And also...
Is the other one really bad, and it's a case of he's trying to... go as cheap as possible.
Well, because the first guy, the cheap one, he sent me a nice typed up thing with he's broken it down in there. The other guy, he just phoned up and left a message on the phone. Oh, it'd be £1,400, mate. Which makes me think he's a dodge pot.
I'd go for the cheaper one.
I'm not going to go for the £1,400. I think I'm going to go with this other guy. I've got to speak to the people downstairs and I'm assuming they're paying half of it, because otherwise I don't really want to get it done. Anyway, Craig, that's my garden. That's boring. What did you actually call in for?
Oh, God, I don't really say it now. It was about the importance of syllables in names.
Oh, yeah.
I had this theory tonight, and it was... You must have more syllables in your surname than your first name.
Yep.
If you picture a ruler...
Yeah.
And you balance it halfway along...
Yeah.
And you put your first name on the first part...
Yeah.
And your second name on the right-hand side...
Yeah.
If each syllable weighs an ounce...
Yeah.
You put each syllable on each side of the ruler, and if it bends...
I've just realised I've just said yes while you're talking about syllables weighing an ounce.
That's all right. No, that's cool.
Okay, go on.
You're with me. I like it. So if your first name then balances upwards, then you're correct.
Yeah.
Because then you've got Craig Williams or Ask Anthony.
Yeah.
But you go the other way, mate.
No, my names don't work, because there's too many vowels. I've got 4, 5, 6, 7 letters, and 5 of them are vowels. There's no hard letters, no K or T or anything like that. And yeah, the surname short. Oh, I can I let you into a secret, Craig?
Go on.
Lee's not my surname.
We all fair what it is.
Can I tell you? Okay, well.
Go on, trust me. Come on.
Well, it's I can do, but it's Lee's my middle name.
It's what, sorry?
Lee is my middle name.
Right, so that will stay right on the centre line. What's your line? Oh, go on.
Chris, can you move that other call? Can you move Zara off so that she... Right, I'm going to say it and then I'm going to dump it. All right, so I'm going to say it and then I'm going to dump. Did the dump go through? We dumped. Okay, there we go.
Right,
Some people know it anyway. It's on some, you know, websites and stuff like that. But it's not... I changed it for various reasons, partly because of spelling and pronunciation, and partly because of not getting on with certain members of my family. So there's a career change and there's a personal change, you know. So it all came together. But yes, we go.
Thanks very much. Well, that's all I've got to say, mate. Have a good evening and thank you very much for the chat.
Cheers, Craig. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ian.
There we go. Well, that was exciting, wasn't it? Right, it's Zara.
Hello. Sorry.
What are you eating?
Yeah, I've just taken a big mouthful of something.
Is it a mouthful of sausage?
No, actually.
Okay.
It's roasted sweet potato falafel.
I've got a mouthful of sausage.
Roasted sweet potato falafel. Doesn't that sound delicious? It sounds delicious.
It is, actually. I'm in this really lovely veggie place. Where? It's not completely veggie.
Where? It's not the Hummus Brothers, is it?
Come down right now. Here I am. I'm in Lyon. It's virtually opposite Harrods.
Well, okay. Well, I shan't be there later. Are you not going to watch Billy Piper?
For that long.
Are you going to watch Billy Piper as a prostitute?
No, I'm not.
Okay. No one has phoned in and said they're going to watch it. It strikes me as odd because they've spent so much money advertising it.
But... I don't watch TV.
Oh, okay. You're one of those. All right. Yeah. You're one of the weirdos. That's fine. That's fine. We understand. Right. So, I believe Zara. Who are you there with? Anyone exciting?
Yes.
Who?
I'm with Jemima. I may have made that name up.
Well, what's her real name?
Should I put you on to her?
Yeah, why the hell not?
I know. She's just taking a mouth.
Are you on a date?
No! She's saying no.
Are you on a date?
No, we're not on a date.
Okay, because girls can date girls these days.
Yes, I know that.
Yeah, they can. It's perfectly acceptable.
I know that.
And nice. So, quicksand.
Oh, yeah. So, I was in the jungle in Malaysia, and I stepped in some quicksand.
Right.
But then I just stepped out of it very quickly.
But if it was quicksand, you couldn't have stepped out of it quickly, because you'd have been sucked down.
Well, no, because I only put my foot... I don't think it was very deep. I think I only got as far as my ankle.
Yeah.
And the jungle guide said to take my foot out really quickly.
Yeah.
And kind of, like, helped pull me out a bit.
Yeah. Well, I bet he did, yeah. I bet he did.
My friends weren't looking at me anyway. So it was quicksand, apparently. Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, well, thanks for that.
My friend got a story about bogs, about being stuck in bogs.
Okay.
Do you want to hear that?
Oh, I've been stuck in the bog now, I think, on it. I've been stuck in the bog. It's quite exciting. Well, let's hear her, only if she'll tell us her real name.
You don't know. I don't know. No, I'm eating. No, okay, sorry.
Okay, right. Well, in that case, we won't do it. Right, so, 08456060973. I can't listen to two girls arguing about eating falafel and telling stories about bogs, but it reminded me I've been stuck in a bog, and it was good, man, because you can't move your leg, but you don't sink. That's the difference. With quicksand, you sink. But with the bog, you sink down to about your knee, and then that's it.
How'd you get out then?
Well, you lose your boot. Your boot gets eaten, and so you have to pull your foot out of your boot. So your boot stays in, but your foot comes out of the boot, and you're out.
But what do you step on then?
Well, just mud.
But how come you don't get stuck with your foot?
Because you just light, and you run across like that. I don't know, Chris. I don't remember. I was nine.
You was light? Is that...
I was light, yes. Idiot. Oh, it's Keith, everybody. Hey, Keith.
Hello, boss. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm very, very well, thank you. Apart from the fact my face has been scarred and my arm has been scarred and I may have gangrene. But apart from that, good, yeah.
As long as there's no pus, you should be all right.
Exactly. What can I do for you, Keith?
Well, I phoned up initially about the cucumbers thing, but my better half has since informed me that maybe it's courgette that they actually call zucchini.
Oh, it's zucchinis! I think it is cucumbers.
Well... that's what I thought, but, you know, Shea must be a babe who's in the car listening to
Yes. It could be. Anyway, it's a green, long vegetable that's definitely called a zucchini.
Yes.
Because they always refer to it, steady on, they always refer to it as that on Home and Away, and I was like, well, what the hell is that?
Yeah, absolutely. I also have a log story, sir.
Oh, go on, then.
Yeah, a friend of mine who's slightly overweight,
he's a fatty.
He's a fatty.
There's no shame in being a fatty. It's very fashionable these days.
He's fat and sweaty and we love him.
Yeah.
He has a group of friends.
Is his name... His name's not Fat Mike, is it?
No.
No, okay.
Yeah, him and a group of friends go cycling regularly.
Yeah.
They've got this great little thing where they basically find a big hill with a pub at the bottom.
Yeah.
Put all the bikes in a van, drive it to the top and ride down the hill.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, because he's so large, he gets the really rickety old thing made out of RSJs.
Oh, yeah.
And the brakes don't work very well.
What?
And he was riding through some long grass, and everybody else had sort of stopped for the corner. He went straight through it, and the front wheel connected with a log that they couldn't see in the grass.
Ooh.
And 3 teeth later, he finally stopped running his face down the log.
Oh, man alive.
If any consolation, it did improve his looks.
Well, that's something. And but I bet he got steaming drunk afterwards, did he?
He got very, very drunk.
Good lad. Keith, listen, thank you for that.
See you later, mate.
Cheers, boss. There we go. 0845 60 60 973. It's 9:15. And it's nearly October. Tomorrow, Chris, we're doing a review of the year. So you might want to do a bit of prep for it.
Do I have to wear hair gel, though?
No, you don't, because I'm going to... One side... No, we're going to do that today and you muffed it up. So tomorrow, don't put any products in your hair. Your left-hand side, I'm going to put a wax. I've got it in my back. Look, I've got... You know, just to prove I've got them. Come in here, I'll show you what we're going to put in your hair. Come in. This is... Because Chris puts too much product in and it makes it look like he's bald. So, one side... Got wax. That's nice, that.
Ooh, is that expensive?
No, yeah, it is, fudge. And this, I got given this, and it's, but it doesn't smell as nice.
Why'd you call it fudge if it's wax?
Well, no, because it's by a company called Fudge.
Oh, right.
It's fudge. I don't know who that's by. I got given that by my hairdresser,
Why
Joe.
Is it pink?
Well, it doesn't matter. It's nice, though. That's what I'm using now, because I'm getting bored of this.
That smells a bit girly.
It's nice to have nice smelling hair.
That's perfumed.
Yeah, but it's nice to have nice smelling hair. Your hair stinks.
No, it doesn't.
Well, it does.
Smell it.
I don't want to smell it. It stinks. Anyway, oh, look, I'm late for the travel again now because of you. Yeah. Here we go. It's your birthday. It's your birthday, Biggie Smalls. Oh. It's Alan Joyce. He's talking about roads and trains and things like that.
Yeah. And tubes, yeah.
Well, they're tubes. Well, I've got to pull you up there, mate. Tubes are trains, aren't they? So,
well, they are kind of.
Well, no, they are trains. What do you think they are? Bikes? They're roller skates? No, they're trains.
Well,
they're tube
point.
Trains.
Right.
They're trains.
They're tube trains.
So when I say trains, mm-hmm. I meant that as well.
Okay. That's me telling
you. Oh, what an attitude. Oh,
well. It's just a traffic. Calm down. The whole of the Circle Line is still not running following those safety checks from earlier on. The Hammersmith and City Line, though, is back to a normal service, which is good news. And the District Line is only running with minor delays now between Edgware Road and High Street, Kensington. And a reminder as well, a Victoria Line will be suspended after 10 o'clock this evening because of planned engineering works. Now, on the roads at the moment, just getting details that the A12 is closed London bound with an accident at Margaretting. It's causing big queues there, and it looks like it could be closed for some time as well. We'll keep you posted on the situation there. Parish Lane in Penge is still closed both ways at Green Lane following a fire, and Creek Road in Greenwich has just been closed as well because of an incident there. And there are still some delays on the A4 heading out of town from Hammersmith through to the M4, though it is easing down now following that broken down lorry from earlier on. Do add your updates on the jam line. 08000 68 60 80 is the number. LBC 97.3 Travel. Your next update is in half an hour.
Next time you're away from home but want to keep up to date, remember you can check out the latest news on your mobile phone. Just call 0901 723 6666 and choose News.
News.
Concerns are growing that climate change protesters at Heathrow.
You can also select to hear travel and weather updates.
Store 0901 723 6666 into your mobile now and stay in touch with LBC wherever you are, whatever you're doing.
Calls cost 35 pence per minute from a BT landline. Other networks and mobile rates may vary.
News, weather and travel on the go from LBC.
Wayne Rooney or George Clooney? Robin Van Persie or Robert De Niro? Johnny Wilkinson or Johnny Depp? Now on Sky TV, you've got a choice. For £35 a month, you could get Sky TV with a choice of Sky Sports or movies, plus wireless Sky broadband and the Sky Talk Home phone service. All three for just £35 a month. All you have to decide is John Terry or Halle Berry, Tiger Woods or Jeremy Irons. For our biggest ever season of sport or our greatest ever choice of movies, call 0870 9800. Sky.
Believe in better.
£30 standard setup cost and BT line rental payable, subject to availability and equipment. Other product and price combinations available. Minimum contract 12 months. Further terms apply.
Charles Edward Arthur, do you take this endowment policy and promise to sell it through AAP?
I do.
I now pronounce you potentially much better off.
If you're about to surrender an endowment policy, don't. Sell it instead through AAP. Call 0845 073 1960. That's 0845 073 1960.
If you've recently set up in business, think of all the ways it could benefit from a £20,000 injection. Register your business at lbc.co.uk today and you could enter a competition to win £20,000 with James Max, courtesy of Lloyds TSB, the number one bank for business startups. Conditions apply. The £20,000 business competition with James Max. Sunday afternoon from 5 with Lloyds TSB for The Journey at LBC 97.3.
LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening. So, I've got to take an iPod to the Wizards, the Apple Wizards, in the Apple store tomorrow. And I don't know quite what am I supposed to expect? Geniuses, they're called geniuses, aren't they? If you've ever done it, can you give me a call? I didn't even know these people existed. 0845 60 60973. When you take stuff to the geniuses in Apple, that's a bit. It's a bit of a rubbish name, isn't it? What we're saying is, yeah, we know everything.
I thought they were professors.
I don't know what they are. Anyway, I think they're geniuses. So I've got to take an iPod there tomorrow. Are they any good? And also, they kind of, when I went in to book it, oh yeah, you've got to book it. The guy kind of laughed at me when I said it was an iPod and not a Mac. There was a guy there going through this really old guy. He's about 70, with his little iBook. And a BlackBerry, and he was going through all this stuff with all this technical stuff, and I thought, oh God, I'm out of my depth here. And when I said it was just an iPod, they sort of laughed at me. So I don't know what should I be nervous? Oh, there we go. Yes, of course. Should I be nervous? Will they be able to fix it? Will it take long? So I don't want to be there for ages. Really.
You get drinks there, can't you?
Can you?
Yeah.
Where? In Apple.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Hey, PK has just emailed me to remind you, you can all go and look at laughriot.co.uk if you want. There's interviews with me on there and a review of Bill Hicks' Slight Return. Laughriot.co.uk. It's a very good website. And you can find out other stuff that's going on in the world of comedy and radio and me and stuff like that. Zelda!
Ah, good evening, Ian.
Good evening, Zelda. No.
I understand that you've had several injuries to your arm and your face.
My face and my arm have been scratched to pieces by a cat.
But was it the claws or the teeth?
It was the claws. This makes a difference, apparently.
It does, yeah. What was the one on your face? Was that?
It was all claws. All of it. There were no teeth. They were all claws.
I was going to suggest a tetanus injection because usually I've always had tetanus. If I'd had a bite from an animal...
What's the difference between... Why is a claw different from a...
Because the teeth, I was told by the medical staff, the teeth hold bugs in them.
Oh.
And whether it's a cat or a dog, the safest thing would be to have tetanus. You'd feel safe then because it's for lockjaw and all that sort of thing. And it's a sort of injection...
I'm going to ask a silly question, Zelda, but bear with me.
Yeah.
So if I didn't have a tetanus and I got lockjaw, does that... This is a silly question, but who knows. Does that just mean my jaw locks...
I really wouldn't know. I should imagine it does.
Yeah, it's a strange one, isn't it? You'd think it does what it says in the tin, but I don't really know what lockjaw is.
I'll tell you, it put the wind up me when I was told that, so I went straight to the A&E at the time when I had a couple of dog bites.
Yeah.
And I was told that these bites usually happen on the new moon.
Oh, no, dogs do get a bit wild with the new moon.
Anyway, it was safe to have them, and... Thankfully, they never got infected because of the tetanus injection. But I dare say you could get by with. I have had cat scratches and just used iodine, which is probably the best antiseptic you could use.
Yeah, I was in such a thing as I gave it a bit of a wash, and then that was pretty much it. And then I put plaster on my arm, and I didn't put plaster on. I tried to.
When was it? Yesterday?
No, it was today.
Oh, today.
I tried to put plaster because I've got a cut above my eye and cuts on my nose, and
I see you're in the right old. Aren't you?
But I put plasters on them, on my face, and I thought, I can't go out looking like this. I look ridiculous.
Let's put it this way, and if you went into an ENA and you told them that it was an animal scratches. Yeah. I don't think they wouldn't mind if you they give you the tetanus injection, but you should have had some antiseptic to put on them.
Yeah, Zelda, listen, thank you very much for the advice.
That's fine.
Keep listening. We'll find out what lockjaw is.
In my language, zygazint. Okay.
Zygazint.
Zygazint. My language. My form of Japanese. That is.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What language is yours?
Yiddish.
Oh, there we go. Okay. Well, thank you, Zelda.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
What a lovely lady. There we go. What is lockjaw? Is it just your jaw locks? Is it? I suppose it must be. But there's got to be more to it than that, isn't there? Steve?
Hello.
Hello, Steve.
Yes. I crashed into a tree about 4 years ago. I was doing some mad downhill cycling in Wales on a lot of downhill cycle track.
Okay.
Off on the side of a mountain.
Yeah.
And it was a bit dark, and we thought, we'll have a go at this in the dark.
Yeah.
So I hit a tree stump, which sent me into the tree.
Yes.
And I ended up with a couple of vertebrae damaged in my neck.
Oh.
4 broken ribs. And my collarbone snapped it off and come through my skin.
Why are you telling me this? This is horrific.
And I sat there doing first aid on myself, and I had to get down on my own still with a bike, because the other guys had shot down to the bottom.
So hang on, they left you?
Well, they was going first. I was like, right at the end. So they'd just gone. We weren't that far from the end of the track.
Yeah.
I
would have just waited for someone to go, hang on a minute, where's Steve? Where's Steve? Oh, my God, he's still up there.
Well, I sat there sort of doing first aid on myself, sort of analysing all my bits, making sure I weren't coughing up blood, punctured lung and all that, because I knew I was in a bit of a... And, not really. But, I've broken so many bones doing stuff, I've broken most of my bones, actually.
I have never broken a bone in my life, and that terrifies me, because one day I will, and it's going to hurt, and I've got no idea of how much it's going to hurt, because most kids break a bone when they're young, don't they? But I've not done it.
Yeah, I've broken both my ankles. I broke one surfing.
Yeah.
Broke the other one skateboarding when I jumped off some steps at Trafalgar Square.
Yeah.
I've done about 8 steps anyway. I broke that ankle. Broke the other one surfing.
Oh, God.
I broke the other rib surfing, and I got blown up when I was in the forces with a thunder flash. Like, I've got 14 stitches. I've got a scar on my head.
What's a thunder flash?
It's like... But when you practice, clearing houses, with the old guns, you burst...
Oh, like a flashbang?
Yeah.
Chris, we're talking about flashbangs, like on Rainbow Six. Yes, I've got them on computer games.
Yeah, come in through the window or the door, and then you steam in and spray the room.
Oh,
wicked.
Yeah, nice.
Anyway, I was a bit too quick into the room. Ended up with 14 stitches. Wanted to be the hero, 14 stitches. Still today.
What a muppet. Steve, thank you for that.
No worries.
Don't injure yourself again, please, mate.
No, I won't.
Good lad, thank you. There we go. Daniel's in Wembley. Hello, Daniel.
Hi, Ian.
We're having quite a lot of calls this evening, which, do you know what, makes my job easier.
Well, interesting subject.
There we go, you see, the future
is bright. The actual subject. So I was listening about a month ago, and there was kind of no subjects. People just sort of rang in and, But anyway.
I was
going to talk about lockjaw, right?
Yeah.
I was actually petrified once, because... I cut myself in a bit of rusty metal, okay?
No,
my medical student friend, who's in her second year at medical school, she told me that lockjaw, right, if you don't have a tetanus injection, this is why everyone has tetanus injections. When you're at school, you always have a tetanus injection.
Yeah.
And you have one when you're born, And she said what happens is all the muscles and all your organs in your body freeze.
What?
So if you don't have a tetanus injection, you will slowly die, where all the muscles in your heart will freeze and everything will just freeze and stop.
How come?
I don't know. Well, that's what the tetanus bug does. I was watching this program, and a scientist guy said if we hadn't had the tetanus injection, because you can get tetanus from the earth, like if you cut yourself in a rose thorn and you haven't had a tetanus injection, you can get lockjaw because of that as well.
Now I'm starting to feel very, very uncomfortable.
So gardeners have to have boosters all the time.
Yeah.
I've got this gardener, he was telling me, and he said he has to have a tetanus booster every year, because if he doesn't, he'll get lockjaw. And it's, it's treatable, but you don't know you've got it straight away, because it infects your internal organs. You don't know which organ it's going to affect.
My arm is now starting to get a little bit stiff and itchy.
It's worrying, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very worrying.
You might want to sort of turn your neck and just check that you can actually move your head and, it's worrying. And so what happens is all your organs eventually, in whatever order they do it, freeze up.
Wow.
And eventually you just lie there like a rock and you can't move anything. And once that organ's frozen, I believe it can't be unfrozen. So once you've got, like, full-on lockdown, it spreads all your body, you're that part of your body's paralysed.
Forever.
And, of course, what happens, once it affects your heart, then you can't breathe, because, obviously, your blood's not pumping around.
You are the most terrifying call I have ever had on this radio.
I'll tell you, I've suffered the terror myself. I went around, because I hadn't had a tetanus booster for about a month. I'm, like, worrying every time I got a cut or thing, was it a piece of rusty metal, was it a rose thorn? And,
but the tetanus jab lasts for about 5 years, though, I think.
Oh, yeah, it does. It actually lasts for a lot longer. They say it lasts for sort of 10, 15 years.
Oh, OK.
But what they do, they just boost it up just to be safe every 5 years. So, I mean, to be honest, if you've had one before, the likelihood is you won't get tetanus ever.
Yeah.
But they say it's a good idea just in case to get it done.
Well, Daniel, no one's going to be sleeping tonight. You've put the fear in God into all of our listeners. Thank you for that, mate.
Thank you.
Cheers,
bye-bye.
Daniel. Well, we've learnt something. Now, whether we wanted to actually learn that information, I don't know. That has scared the hell out of me. I'm terrified. I don't want to get locked jaw. Oh, flipping cat. Right, OK. It's the last 30 minutes of the show are approaching us now. Clive Ball's on at 10 o'clock. So if you want to give me a call, now's a very good time. 0845 6060 973. More of your calls after the latest news.
On 97.3, DAB, and online, London's biggest conversation, LBC.
It's 9:30, I'm Sam Pittis. There could be a diplomatic breakthrough in Burma as a UN envoy is being allowed in to discuss the situation in the country. Earlier, campaigners gathered outside the Burmese embassy in Mayfair to protest against the violence. Police are appealing for witnesses following the death of a man who was stabbed in South Lambeth. 26-year-old Mo Taba Haidari was found with a stab wound at the rear of Pizza Gogo on Wandsworth Road on Monday afternoon. Detectives have been given more time to question a man about the murder of a doctor who was found stabbed to death in her car in Dartford. Consultant paediatrician Victoria Anyete, who worked at St Thomas's, was discovered on the driveway of her home in Teenham Road last month. A fifth animal is being culled after testing positive for blue tongue disease at a fourth farm. The animal was at a farm in Suffolk. And cinema going hit a 40-year high between June and August, and it's thought to be down to the wet summer weather. There were almost 51 million visits to the big screen. Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix was the most popular film. London's travel on the tubes. The Circle Line remains suspended anti-clockwise this evening, but services have just resumed clockwise with severe delays. London's weather was showers mostly drying out. It'll be dry and cloudy through the night. Minimum temperature 11 Celsius, currently 13 degrees in Rotherhithe. This is LBC. It's 9:31.
LBC 97.3. Ian Lee's Good Evening. 0845 6060973.
Right, last 30 minutes of the show. So, quick recap. Virginia, ever been there? It sounds really dull. Doesn't sound like there's much going on at all. Amusing or interesting anecdotes, accidents to do with trees or foliage. We had to increase that because it was a really rubbish topic that someone suggested. We've done cucumbers, we've done, well, bulletproof glass, we've kind of done that, but if you've got any stories about that, you're more than welcome. Quicksand, cuts, if you want to go and see pictures of me, a picture of my arm after I've been scratched by my mum's cat today, go to the LBC website and you'll find it there. 0845 6060973. Yes, line 3, you're on the wireless.
Oh, hello there. I actually have had tetanus and lockjaw.
You've had it?
Yes, I have.
How did you get it and what happened?
I was playing football when I was 15 years of age.
Yeah.
And
what's your name? Sorry.
It's Paul.
Paul, go on.
And I cut my ankle and playing football, and the mud on my sock seeped through into my cut.
Wow.
And within 2 days, I had a very bad pain in the back of my neck.
Yeah.
And it went up the side of my face.
Oh,
and
like
have you ever seen someone with a stroke where basically the side of your face all collapses and goes all numb? And that's how I went. And I was in hospital 3 days.
Did they fix everything?
Yes, they fixed everything. Luckily, I was 15 at the time and I just had my tetanus injection. So that
hang on, so you'd had, surely if you'd had the injection, you couldn't get it?
Oh, you definitely can get it.
Oh,
and there is only just to help you fight off the strain of it, but you know, it, as your last caller just said, it is potential killer.
I don't think I washed my wounds well enough. I certainly didn't wash. I didn't wash the one that was up my nose. How can you wash a wound that's inside your nasal cavity?
I've absolutely no idea. Plenty of hot water, geez, I guess.
I mean, listen, Paul. Thank you very much for that.
No problem.
Cheers. Oh, I'm not feeling comfortable now. I'm not feeling very comfortable. I don't think I washed my wounds well enough. Mark!
Hey, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you okay, Mark.
Billy Piper.
Yes?
Bulletproof glass trees.
Oh, go on then, this sounds good.
Right, first of all, are we going to see Billy Piper's wobbly bits tonight?
I don't know. From the poster, you see her in her pants.
Probably not.
And the pictures, you see her in a tight... Well, you see her in a tight leather dress. That works even better for me than naked, actually.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Anyway, the bulletproof glass.
Yes.
Do you know how it works?
Is it lots of different layers of glass?
It's lots of layers of glass with plastic film in between.
Right.
Okay.
How much will it cost me to get my flat bulletproofed?
For about £20,000.
Oh dear, okay, alright, well maybe we'll think of something else then.
Anyway, trees.
Yes.
Did I hear you say that you wanted to chop down a tree or something?
Well, like in my mum's garden, she needs a tree cut right back and maybe a one cut down and killed and another one cut back.
Okay, how big is the tree which she's cutting down?
What, to be killed?
Diameter.
What, the one that's going to be completely killed?
Yes.
In diameter?
Yeah.
I haven't got a clue. It's really tall.
Yeah, well, all you need is a piece of rope and a saw.
Yeah.
And, because I had to chop down 9 trees in my garden due to subsidence.
Right.
Liangeli. And a friend of mine held the piece of rope.
Yeah.
And we chopped off a segment by segment from the top, obviously.
Yeah.
And pulled on a bit of rope and it comes down in the garden.
Yeah.
And you just do that all day long. It's hard work.
The thing is, this tree is really tall, and my mum's garden isn't that big. And I think if I pull it down, it's going to come down on her house.
No, you cut down small sections. You grab the step ladder, lash it, cut the first sort of top 5 or 6 with a rope lash to it.
So there's no timber moment. Timber!
No, you do it bit by bit.
Oh.
With a piece of rope.
I can't... Do you know what? I can't be bothered.
Well, employ somebody or get me to do it for a good drink.
Well, I don't know, Mark, thank you for that. I don't know if... I will be employing someone. I won't be doing that. Oh, Danny.
Hello.
Hello, Danny.
Hello.
How are you? You all right?
I'm not bad, you?
Yeah, fine, thanks very much. Sorry, I've gone a bit lightheaded all of a sudden. I'm worried about getting tetanus, you see.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about that.
Ah, fine. Eat, drink and be merry, everybody.
Exactly.
So what have you got for me, Danny?
2 things.
Yes.
Firstly, zucchini is actually courgettes.
It's courgettes, is it?
Yeah. Okay. It's like melanzani is aubergine.
Is what?
Melanzani is aubergine or aubergine, depending on what part of the town you come from.
Melanzani?
Yeah.
Why have their vegetables got Z's in?
Well, it's Italian names for them.
Okay. Who says... No one says aubergine, do they?
Or aubergine. Aubergines, I do.
Aubergine is the right way.
It depends what part of town you come from.
Well, no, if you come from the correct part of town that knows how to say vegetables, then it's aubergine. It's not aubergine. Well, let's not fall out over aubergines.
Oh, we're not going to.
Good, good.
And secondly, that large quote that you got...
Yeah.
The reason they quoted that was because they don't want the job.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh.
If they don't want a job, they'll put up the price in the hope that you'll go, actually, no thanks, mate.
But why doesn't he want the job?
Well, maybe he's looked at it and he's decided it's not worth his while.
What a miserable... What did he come round and waste my time for, then? Why didn't he just say, to be honest, I don't fancy it?
Oh, well, because they like to save face, so if they, you know, give you a quote that you won't, you know, go for...
Well, do you know what I'm going to do, Danny?
What?
I'm going to bamboozle him by giving him the job. So that'll teach him.
Yeah, but it also costs you twice as much.
Oh, damn, he wins on every single level.
Exactly.
All right, Danny.
Do it.
Yeah, all right, cheers for that.
Okay.
There we go. Right, let's go to Andrew. Hello, Andrew.
Good evening,
Ian. Good evening, Andrew.
How are you doing?
Fine, I'm dandy. I'm looking forward to going home. I'm going to take some shindigorous phone calls off of my phone, put them up on the website, have some dinner, and then go to bed.
Good.
Yes.
I've looked at your picture.
Oh, yeah. The scratch is bad, isn't it?
Yeah. I thought you were stuffing that, mate.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
What's the point you're trying to make?
What I'm trying to make is, mate, that, you know, if you didn't put the plaster on it, you could have had a couple of days off work.
Oh.
You could have said, oh, I was attacked by a wild animal.
Well, no, the thing is, though, if I take a couple of days off work, I don't get paid. I've had a day off work this week already.
Oh.
So I don't get paid.
Oh, fair enough.
So
I thought, you know, if you get a couple of days of work being injured, say Chris on it.
Well, yeah, I could maybe sue Chris.
What?
Yeah.
So let's set up this, Chris. It's business talk here with me and Andrew. My hand is getting really stiff. I'm worried I've got the lockjaw.
Your hand is getting stiff and you've got a lockjaw?
Yeah.
I mean, that's not good.
Yeah. But, Andrew, it's a bad scratch, isn't it? You be honest. It's a big old scratch.
That's a lot of blood. I'm looking at the picture. There's a lot of blood coming out.
There we go. Thank you very much. If you want to see the picture, go to the LBC website. It's up there, ladies and gentlemen. It's up there. Rebecca.
Hello.
Hello, Rebecca.
Hi. I've only just tuned in. And I caught the entail of you talking about accidents with trees.
Yes.
And a little bit about tetanus.
Yeah.
So I've got two stories.
Go on then.
One was from to do with the tree from when I was about 10.
Yeah.
My dad was at the end of the garden chopping down the apple tree.
Yeah.
And gave me a go of the axe. Said to me, have a go, Becca.
You were 10 and he gave you a go on the axe?
No, my dad's there. It's okay. It's parental advice and it's okay. He's there keeping an eye on it. It's okay. So give me a chop of the tree.
Yeah.
And as I was in mid-chop, so my hand's up with the axe and it's going down to the tree, a great big bumblebee flew out of the tree.
Yeah.
I've missed the trunk and I've hit my knee.
This is the most uncomfortable show I've ever done.
No, it was okay. It was okay. My dad hobbled me up to the garden, into the kitchen, sat me down. My mum's come into the kitchen and I was fine. I was absolutely fine until my mum turned round and said, we're going to have to take her to hospital. She needs stitches.
Oh.
As soon as that sentence was said, that was it. I was hysterical.
Why did that make you go hysterical, you big girl's brows?
I don't know. I was fine with it up until you've got to go hospital and have stitches.
Yeah.
That just done my head in, and I did. I went to hospital, and it was only small. I only had 5 stitches in my knee. But
hardcore, though. You hit yourself in the knee with an axe, Rebecca. That's hardcore. You know the score. Fantastic.
But the next story is about 3 or 4 years on, so I was about 13/14.
Okay.
I used to play the French horn at school. And,
what?
The French horn, okay?
This is an embarrassing story, is it?
Well, kind of,
You sound very reluctant to tell
this. Yeah, I can't believe I'm saying it. But anyway, right, the French horn, it's got,
it's round, isn't it?
Yeah, with a big,
With a big horn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but it's got, a valve for your thumb.
Yeah.
And then it's got 3 valves for the first 3 fingers of your hand, okay? So it's got 3 valves.
Yeah.
Underneath these 3 valves is a piece of wire, which is obviously strapping the valve to the horn, that comes down and to a right angle. Now, my mum was hoovering away in the front room.
Yeah.
I've opened up my case.
Yeah.
I've put my hand in on the left and my hand in on the right to pick the French horn up.
Okay.
As I've picked it up, I felt nothing.
You don't sound posh enough to have been learning the French horn. That's quite a posh instrument.
I got distinction, grade 1, then gave it up because everybody took the mickey out of me.
This is why I gave up the cello, because everyone took the mickey out of me. And it meant I had to give up my my lunch times.
I gave it up for that reason. And bad move, but anyway.
Yeah, never mind.
So put my hand under the valve of the horn, picked it up, and I didn't feel anything, okay?
Yeah.
But for some reason, my brain said to me, take your hands out and pick it up a different way. So as I've took my right hand out, that one's moved okay.
Yeah.
And as I've tried to move my left hand, it didn't move.
What?
So I've looked at my hand, and there's blood everywhere. My mum's hovering. I'm like, Mum! Turn, Mum! And she didn't, you know... And what I've actually done is I've put my middle finger of my left hand through the piece of wire. Well, it's not wire. It is wire, but it's thick wire.
Right.
It's wrapped around the valve and it comes down and at a right angle. That's gone through my middle finger.
Oh. Not right through. It's not come out the other side.
No, not right through. But I couldn't take my hand away. It was stuck.
It was stuck on it. You had a French horn stuck to your finger.
Absolutely.
Wow.
And my mum at the time had to ring my grandma.
Because she was an expert on French horn removal.
Dad was at work and she was the only one with a car.
Yeah.
So she drove round to pick us up and I've had to get in the car with the French horn plus the case.
The case was stuck to it.
No, but we couldn't take the French horn out of the case.
Right.
So the case and the...
please tell me, you walked into a hospital with a French horn stuck on your finger.
Ritz Cross Hospital.
Genius.
And I swear to God, I had about four doctors come rushing to see me.
Oh, I bet they did.
Because they found it hilarious.
Oh, I bet they were wet. Did any of them take a picture?
I know that there'll be a picture. I had a doctor sat in front of me at the end of the day with a pair of what looked like pliers, but I assume they're surgical pliers,
yes.
Prizing my finger off of this piece of wire. It was the most, horrific, embarrassing moment that I've ever had that involves a musical instrument.
We could have done that as a topic. Horrific, embarrassing moments involving musical instruments. That's tomorrow. Write that down, Chris. That's genuinely, that and the review of the year is tomorrow's show. Rebecca, have you ever... You say that's the most embarrassing instrument with an instrument. What other ones have you had?
No, that's it.
That's it, okay.
Yeah, no, that was fine. I've played flute, that was fine.
Yeah.
And I kind of gave up after that. Currently trying to teach my daughter a recorder, so, hopefully.
Oh, God. Well, Rebecca, listen, thank you for that.
No worries.
Oh, cheers, my dears. That was hideous, man. Your face all the way through that, you did not look comfortable, Chris.
Yeah, because I just found out you used to play the cello.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, that massive thing.
Yeah. I've got a brilliant picture of me as like a chubby 9-year-old playing the cello. I used to play cello.
Was it bigger than you?
Well, no, of course it wasn't bigger than me. It was like a small cello. You get like a small one as a kid.
How big is a small one?
Well, I don't know. It's about three quarters of the size of a normal one.
Do you have to stand up to play it?
No, you sit down. You sit down.
Really? What's the double bass then?
Double bass is massive. Double bass is the massive one.
All right.
But you do that. You don't. You stand up for the double bass. Anyway, that's boring.
This isn't travel. Hit me, Joyce.
I will. And if you're heading onto the tubes, just had an update through on the Circle Line. Better news, actually. Services are now starting to run again on the clockwise side, but the anti-clockwise side remains completely suspended. If you are going clockwise, though, there are still severe delays and there's likely to be disruption for the rest of the evening. The District Line only running with minor delays now between Edgware Road and High Street, Kensington. And the Hammersmith and City Line, which was affected for most of the day, is now back to a normal service again. The Victoria Line, though, is going to be suspended after 10 o'clock this evening for planned engineering works. Of course, the last couple of nights has been football, so it has run right the way through the evening. Overground trains are reporting a good service at the moment. Had some delays on services out of Paddington, but nothing being confirmed at the moment by First Great Western Trains. On the roads, the A12 London bound is shut with an accident between Gallywood and Margaretting, and it looks like it could be closed for a while. Parish Lane in Penge is also closed in both directions at Green Lane because of a fire there. And Monmouth Street in Covent Garden is closed in both directions, and that's because of a burst water main still between Shaftesbury Avenue and Seven Dials. LBC 97.3 Travel. There's more throughout the evening.
The Weekend on LBC 97.3.
Carol McGiffin.
Are you single? You're a single woman. What skills do you have as a single woman? I can change fuses, I can change plugs, I can change light. I can do all of those things. I can even program and set up, like, TV boxes and things like that. I can do all of those things. I even know how to convert analog video into digital video. I know how to do these things. I know how to do everything.
Listen to the very humble Carol McGiffin Sunday mornings from 10 on London's biggest conversation, LBC 97.3.
Beautiful, elegant, timeless. Discover country living for the 21st century at Ditton Place in Sussex.
Experience Ditton Place for yourself at our open weekend on the 6th and 7th of October. From only £435,000, you can live in the heart of the rolling Sussex countryside, yet be within easy reach of major road, rail and air links. It's the perfect setting in an outstanding location.
For country living without compromise, visit dittonplace.com.
Where are you off to, mate?
Dublin.
Oh, yeah? Who with?
Aer Lingus.
Right. Heathrow it is, then.
No, Gatwick. Aer Lingus fly from there now, too.
With flights from Gatwick and Heathrow from just £26 each way, including taxes and charges, no one makes it easier to get to Dublin than Aer Lingus. So whether on business or pleasure, choose the airport that's handiest for you when you book at aerlingus.com.
That Dublin's a lovely place, mate. Never been there, mind you.
And minimise the grief of getting there. Terms and conditions apply. Gatwick route opens October 28th.
If you want to quit smoking but don't think you have the willpower, LBC 97.3 can help. The Big Quit is happening this week. It's a national stop smoking campaign designed to give you all the things you need to break the habit. To become a member of the Big Quit Club, log on to lbc.co.uk where you can access a Go Smoke-Free calendar to help you in your quest to quit. Join us on The Big Quit all this week on LBC 97.3. London's biggest conversation continues with Clive Bull after the news at 10.
LBC 97.3. Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Oh, dear. There we go. Who's been there the longest? Sam has just. Hello, hello Sam.
Hello.
You're right.
I thought I'd give you some advice about the cat scratches.
Please, I've just scratched my eye and I've just cut open the wound again.
Oh, what you need to do is, if you've got garlic tablets, take garlic tablets.
I've had someone tell me to shove a clove of garlic up my nose earlier.
No, take two garlic tablets and, they're good natural antibiotics.
Right, well,
I haven't got any of those. Then take 2 spoons of honey, because that's an antibiotic and an antiseptic.
What, honey is?
Yes.
Honey, what, if I take honey, I won't get tetanus?
Well, the thing is, or you could go to A&E straight away.
I can't be bothered with that.
Well, or in the morning.
I can't be bothered with that. I'm working in the morning. I'm working all day tomorrow.
Well, you've got tetanus. Because you won't be able to talk.
Well, I'll still turn up, I'll still get paid.
And you'll be all stiff and... But the thing is, you can get toxoplasmosis, which is...
Toxoplasmosis? What's that?
Cat scratch disease.
There's a thing called cat scratch disease. Yeah. Toxoplasmosis. And what does that...
You get swollen lymph nodes and influenza-like illness. You feel tired and you don't feel so well.
I always feel like that, though. That's my natural state. If I feel anything different from that, I get worried.
The thing is, I got scratched by the can. Its claw went right through to my bone. But it's okay. It was all right.
Well, Sam, thanks for that.
Oh, one more thing.
Yes.
Yeah, I cut myself today as well. I thought I'd make a nice meal, and I started cutting the onions, and I didn't realise it was a brand new knife, and it was very sharp, and then when I was cutting the onions, I thought I was cutting them really quickly.
Yeah.
And then I cut my finger, my thumb, sliced my thumb as well.
So you cut yourself?
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Sam.
Anyway, I hope you feel better.
So do I. I really, really do. Gary. I don't think you can.
Anyway.
Gary, is your mouth anywhere near your phone?
Yes.
Oh, there we go. Oh, blood, I didn't write up full volume there. Okay, go on.
I'm sorry, is that better?
That's much better.
Okay. Are we talking about quicksand?
I don't know, are we?
Yeah, I believe so.
Well, then let's have it.
Well, I think I saw it on... I think that person's talking about Brainiac. There's another show called Mythbusters.
Mythbusters. Oh, someone emailed me about Mythbusters earlier on, yeah.
Yeah, and they kind of disproved it, kind of.
What?
Well, they disproved quicksand.
What do you mean they disproved it?
Disproved that it actually does make you sink and die.
All right, go on. I feel like I'm doing more work in this conversation than I should be, Gary. Go on.
Okay, basically, what they proved is that if you stand in the sand water mixture, that you're not going to sink and die. What they tried to do was to blow bubbles through it to kind of make it move so that you would sink down, but it didn't happen. But they did get stuck in it, though. It's very difficult to get out of if you get kind of knee weight.
So you get stuck in it, but you can't die?
No, you won't sink all the way down, no.
But why? If you can get stuck to your waist, then why can't you go further?
That's a good question.
Yeah, exactly. You don't know what you're talking about, you absolute muppet. David.
Hello, Ian. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm getting frustrated. I want to go home now, please.
Glad to talk to you. Okay, well, you say your mother needs a tree felling?
Yes.
Right, yeah, not really an amateur thing to do, that.
No, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it.
No, I can put you on to some very, very good friends of mine who are very, very qualified, and it's a family business.
Okay.
It's been a few years now.
She doesn't live in London?
Pardon?
She doesn't live in London?
Well, give them a call. They may make an exception. How far out of London?
She lives in Slough, so it's not that far.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay,
that's fine.
Well, hang on a second. How come they're so good, David?
How come tree surgeons are so good?
No, how come your friends are so good? What makes them special?
Well, I've known her about 20 years.
Whoa, and it's a lady.
Well, she does the gardening part, and he does the tree surgery part.
Yeah.
And, you know, you go around and visit them, and if there's food about to be put on the table, you're super glued to the chair, and, you know, which I don't mind at all. And they've just been very good friends to me for many, many years.
Okay.
I was like a plutonic husband to her before she got married.
Wow. Oh, I see. But there was a candle burning, though, wasn't there?
Yeah. I'm not the marrying type, so... So I was very happy Richie did... No.
No. What I want to know is, who can I ask that has had work done for them, by them?
Well, they've been mentioned in the Evening Standards, approved by their clients as approved tradespeople.
Okay.
And stuff.
And, well, who are their clients? Anyone? Are there anyone famous?
Yes, but I don't think I can mention them.
It's not Judy Peasgood, is it?
No.
No? Okay. One day I'm going to ask that question, and one day someone will go, yes, it is. How did you know?
I think more of their... that their clients are sort of quite... they're titled, basically, so that's why I don't want to...
Do you mean the Queen and Lord Lucan?
Getting close to the Lord bit... Yeah, it could be quite on the button.
It's not Lord Chief Justice. I don't know who that is. Lord and Lady Frobisher.
Yeah, the first two bits are right, yeah.
Lord and Lady.
You'll have to go around the country, mate, and mention all the counties.
Lord of the Dance.
Lord, that's Chris, isn't it? The Prince Charles.
No.
Lord and Lady...
yes.
Lord and Lady...
Keep going.
Lord and Lady...
No. Back a bit.
It's C.
No, back a bit.
B.
No, sorry, forward a bit.
Lord and Lady F.
No.
G.
Back.
E.
Sorry, I...
D. Back to D.
Yes.
Lord and Lady Derby. Yeah. Lord and Lady...
Good heavens, is that the time?
Oh, he's gone. Oh, he's gone. God, that was a lot of effort there. I don't know any counties. We're going to... Dorset. Lord and Lady Dorset. There's nothing called Lord and Lady Dorset, is there? Hang on a sec. Line two, do you know who he was talking about? I take that as a no. Right. Keith, we've got 30 seconds.
Well, you can get cat sheets for your cat claws.
Okay, nice one. Right, let's call it a night, shall we? Can we call it a night? We'll do this early, and I'll come back and we'll talk on the other side. Hang on, where's the... I feel like I've hard work tonight. What music do we? I haven't got my iPod's dead, so I can't play the Eels, which means I've got to do this. Right. So we're a bit early. Doesn't matter. If you missed the show today, it sounded like this.
Also available on DAB. Yeah. I just bought myself a digital radio.
Oh! If I have my way, we'll start every single show like that from now on.
I play rugby and people stick their fingers up my nose.
Ever had a fight with an animal?
I am like an addict to LBC.
She's cut the inside of my nose.
Say if you was in a car and you had bulletproof windows.
Yeah.
Someone shoots at you. You can't shoot back, can you?
He's a genius.
Chance would be a fine thing. Core blimey, she's a corker.
I'll shut up, shall I? Because it sounds like I'm being really rude. And I don't mean to be.
It was the moon.
And thank you very much for a sensible conversation.
Well, it's quite fast.
Yes.
But then sometimes it can be quite slow. It depends how much you struggle.
My man was attacked by a gang of cats.
I only got as far as my ankle. These bites usually happen on the new moon.
And my collarbone snapped it off and come through. Through my skin.
Oh! Why?
Why are you telling me this? This is horrific.
You are the most terrifying call I have ever had on this radio.
Oh, hello there. I actually had tetanus and lockjaw.
All time for a cup of tea, I think. Isn't it just good work, Andy? Good work, Chris. Well, I've got a minute to fill. I have absolutely nothing to say.
Good work, Ian.
Thank you, Chris. Well done. I have a minute to fill. I have absolutely nothing to say. Do with an emergency call. Can someone call in with an emergency call for me? What, hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Hi, I was just on the air.
Yes, you are now. Was it? Lord and Lady Dorset.
Oh, right, what happened? You got cut off, sorry.
Yes, go on. Hang on one second. Line 10, yes, I have listened to them, I didn't like them.
Oh, I know, I heard you on the thing. I was just going to say, Mr. Quest, I spoke to him today in Japan.
Mr. Quest, how is he?
He's great, yeah.
Tell him to send us an email with his number and we'll call him up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you more about it tomorrow if I get on.
All right, dude, give us a call. Cheers for that. Right, David, yes, we haven't got any time now.
Right, OK, see, I can't really say anyway, because it's probably not professional to do so.
It probably isn't. Let's try one more of these. Line 4, you're on the wireless.
Right now.
Hello? Hello?
Aaron, it's an emergency call. I've got 10 seconds to kill.
OK, away you go.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Excellent, that's all we needed. Thank you. Right, that's it. The show is over. I'm going home. I'm going to have my dinner. Take some phone calls off of a answer phone and put them on the internet. Simple as. Clive Ball's up next. If you want to give him a call, it's 0845 60 60973. They've still not changed the number on this screen. Let's get them sorted out by tomorrow. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
On 97.3, DAB, and online, London's biggest conversation, LBC.
At 10, diplomatic hopes for Burma, an appeal for witnesses over a murder in South Lambeth, and there could be a parade for servicemen in Enfield. It's 10 o'clock, I'm Sam Pittis.